place to go. Have no place to go. Darling, have no place to go. Have no place to go.
Good morning, boys and girls. It's 6:10, make it 6:11 already. A beautiful Friday morning. Top five sunrises all time coming into the city this morning.
Unbelievable.
It's like a painting.
Spectacular.
Didn't even look real.
I'm going to say it's the number one sunrise I've seen. I'm going to go that far and say it's number one.
Spectacular. Yeah.
I'm going to tweet it out. I took a picture of it a few minutes. Of course, sun's not really up yet. But
multiple colors in the sky.
Yeah. The water was purple because of the sun was so orange.
And none of us are on drugs.
No.
Because you got all that going on. At 6:11, big show today. Oh, man, busy, busy, busy. But we start with the obvious before we get to the top six. Hurricane Dorian obviously will be the majority of our attention throughout the morning. With a Category 5 now looking like it's going to be a Category 4. That's bad enough. Category 4 storm by the time it hits Miami, which, Steve, what do we know? Sunday? Monday?
Perhaps late Sunday into Monday. So this could be, and then it'll be in Florida for at least a day. So we could be stretching this into late Monday into Tuesday as well.
Heavy, heavy, heavy rains that come with hurricanes. We're talking about upwards of 20 inches of rain that could fall. It should be a Cat 1 by the time it churns up the state to Tampa. Now, all this could change.
It could. It could change, but the forecasters are seeing what could change is the landfall part of this, not necessarily the strength as much, because it's out over warm waters right now, and that's just that's just feeding it. So I don't think the strength of it's going to be the big deal in terms of change, but the actual locations are going to be what changes from day to day, probably, or hour to hour.
And we sit here. I look over my left shoulder. Out the windows of the 18th floor, the beautiful Lake Michigan, Navy Pier, City of Chicago, Lakeshore Drive, with the sun just coming up over the horizon on a beautiful day. I feel so guilty.
Well, they're saying should be a little sunny in South Florida tomorrow. So they have storms today, and then they get hit on Monday.
So enjoy Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right now, it's a Category 2. It's 105 miles per hour, the latest winds. And the Florida governor has activated the National Guard now, preemptively.
There's an additional problem called a king tide, which I just learned about yesterday. I was not aware of a king tide. But what happens is twice a year, the Earth, the Moon, and the Sun line up almost exactly. And it creates a gravitational pull that's different than any other time of the year. And this king tide is an exceptionally high tide. Now, if you have storm surge, that makes a high tide a problem. And this king tide will make it even worse. Oh, and by the way, the king tide started on Tuesday or Monday, and it goes through next Tuesday. So that's not good. That's a lot of bad timing. So we're thinking about the people in Florida. Did you talk to your dad yesterday?
No, I meant to call. I'm going to call him this morning.
Yeah. Is he in the Miami area?
He's north of Miami.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, they're in the path. But
looks like we talked about yesterday. What do you do?
Get on
I-95 and get stuck and run out of gas. What do you do?
Yeah, and he's not in a single family home. And he's not on the beach. So I think from that standpoint, it'll be okay. They just have to kind of
make sure
they got everything they need for a few days and hope they don't lose power.
Make sure he doesn't go play tennis.
No, I don't think he's going to. Although, he probably hit the ball
a long way.
Yeah. Get the right wind.
All right, let's continue with the top six at six right now.
From the Steve Cochran Auditorium in the lovely Sunrise Hotel, it's time to get your kicks.
Get your kicks.
Get your kicks. Get your kicks.
With the top six at six, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60 Minute Men.
Top six is now a top five. Gee, we go to number two.
Yeah, woohoo!
A federal court judge on Thursday dismissed a criminal case against accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein, who committed suicide by hanging earlier in the month. Southern District of New York Judge Richard Berman disposed of Epstein's charges, conspiracy to commit sex trafficking. Look, the bottom line is he's dead. You can't do a lot criminally to a dead guy. Having said that, everybody in his circle still is criminally liable in one form or another, and that effort will continue. Next! See Lori Lightfoot's speech last night?
I
don't remember the last time that all the local stations covered a State of the City speech.
I'm not sure it's happened, has it? That's what they were saying last night. This was sort of unprecedented.
And while it's very important, why last night? Do we know? I mean, Steve, do you remember a time when it was covered this way?
Well, I think if, again, my history, again, I'm going to try to remember here, but I think Mayor, the previous mayors, including Mayor Daley, they always did the State of the City address during the daytime.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken. So that may have had something to do with it. The fact that she scheduled it at 6 p.m. Right at the start of everybody's newscast made it pretty easy to go to as a live event for news stations. Yeah, so maybe that had something to do with it.
I think everyone's obsessed with her news-wise. Like all the news stations, the papers, the magazines, everybody. Because I think also even like nationally, she's already made so much news.
But I don't think anybody is obsessed with city politics in late August of a summer in Chicago.
No, but I just mean like people jump from my friends that are working at the newspapers and at the stations. It's like anything Lori Lightfoot, even more than usual with the mayor. Right. They have to go and cover it.
I'm taking your word for it.
And there is the argument, too, that this is what's different this time is the city's really in a lot of trouble financially. And so we want to, everybody is concerned, I think, about what we want to hear from her and what the situation is. So that may have had some impact on carrying it live as well.
Next.
You didn't like any of our answers.
No, it's fine. I was actually pre-reading the next item.
You're like, I'm over it.
Yeah,
I'm not obsessed.
Chicago police have launched GunStat to fight gun violence. Chicago Police Department has complained that people arrested on gun charges are treated too leniently and they get out. On Thursday, officials from both sides of the issue announced a program to better track the handling of gun cases. This is the biggest problem for all that know. They all seem to agree. The biggest problem is somebody gets nailed on a gun charge and they're back on the street in a couple of days. Next! Illinois awarded its first recreational marijuana licenses to Mundelein. You're next! Canton, Naperville, Joliet, Effingham, Tocup, you're all going to have weed licenses. And they now have the state's permission to sell cannabis to those without a prescription starting on January 1st. And finally this, a New Hampshire woman that always asked her kids to use the bathroom before they leave the house made her license plate PB4WeGo. PB4WeGo.
She's been asked one too many times to stop. Because somebody needed to pee.
I guess that makes more sense than having a license plate that says what your car is. You know, those personalized plates that you pay extra for and you're driving, I don't know, an Audi and it says Audi on the back of it.
That's the worst. Or if it says your job.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Like, what would yours be like?
Well,
radio
host. You got White Lightning, though.
Yes, I do. I was in it this morning. And that is your abbreviated, elongated, whatever, Top 6 at 6.
That's it!
That's all today for the Top 6 at 6.
No more!
Sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men.
By the way, Vivian, come on in because we need an update on this, this fish that you were obsessed with yesterday. At 619, we also need a caller for Lou, 312-981-7200. First caller for Lou is next, 312-981-7200. What's your problem? You could tell us next, and we'll do that.
It's Lou's first call with Lou Manfredini and Steve Cochran, brought to you by American Weathermakers.
American Weathermakers, we won't be comfortable until you are.
It's the time of the show for Lou's first call.
Good morning, Lou.
Good morning, sir.
Before we get to Kevin, our first caller, Vivian's here, and Vivian has information on Discover Boating's Captain Gill to see if this fish saw its shadow in the lake yesterday, to see if we have six more weeks of summer. Are you excited?
I've never heard of that.
Is the fish called Captain Gill?
Captain Gill.
All right. Did Captain Gill see a shadow?
He did not, which means 6 weeks left of boating, everybody.
6 weeks left, period.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. If he saw his shadow, what would it be?
No weeks left of boating.
Oh, is that it? So if he sees his shadow, we're done.
No weeks. I like
no weeks.
That.
You have to give up
it's
your
like
boat
Yoda.
Today.
No weeks left of boating we have.
All right, so we have 6 weeks left of boating.
This is exciting really for Viv.
It is.
Because her father has a boat. And this means
Vivian destroyed.
Yeah, okay. Didn't we talk about this, Steve?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that out loud?
Come on.
Okay.
Are you going to take George on the boat?
Well, he's been on the boat.
Oh.
So, yeah, definitely.
Boyfriend George is in from L.A. Get to know George here in a few minutes with a brand new game.
George.
It's a brand new game, Lou, that we're calling the Not Yet Wed game.
Great. Oh.
Or the Not Wed Yet game.
Oh. Are we trying to chase him away?
No, we like George.
But something tells me you're going to chase him away. Be like, well, what in the heck is going on?
Steve only makes bonds stronger.
Yeah, is that what it is? Right.
Yeah.
I'm here all about increasing.
We need to have a meeting.
Yeah.
Let's get to Kevin here. Kevin's the first caller for Lou. What do you have, Kevin?
Yeah, hi, guys. I live in a brick bungalow in Brookfield, and on the outside, underneath my window, there's like a solid piece of cement, and that's kind of stained. It doesn't look like mold. But it's turned black. I was wondering what I could use to clean that.
So that's your sill, which is typically it should be limestone, not concrete. But either way, there is a product that you can get at the hardware store called Duoblast, and it's by a maker called Concrobium. It's now owned by Rust-Oleum. A lot of terminology there, but. This is a bottle. When you look at the bottle, when you buy it, there's two chambers in the bottle, and it goes up into the neck, and it's a squeeze sprayer at the top. Spray this onto the stone, and then use a stiff nylon brush on there. Get it nice and wet. Brush it back and forth. It's going to kill any mildew or mold or discoloration that's on there. You may have to repeat it a couple times. Rinse with water, and I think you'll be successful with that.
Very nice.
Okay, well. When I rinse that off, will it ruin the lawn as it drips down?
No, it won't ruin the lawn. I would go ahead and pre-spray the lawn, get it wet, and just wet it down when you're done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hose everything down, Kevin. Hose everything
down.
Including yourself.
Tell that to George later.
Depends on how hot it is out.
Exactly.
All right, Kevin, you got yourself a desktop indoor weather station. It's a Tiny Tom Skilling, brought to you by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling. The 60-Minute Men. Visit AmericanWeathermakers.com. Any whiny staff questions?
Wait. I think you're just onto something, Steve. You know, you're an idea guy. They should come up with a Tiny Tom Skilling.
Yeah, I totally agree. And you know what it should have? It should have like the CNC little thing that you pull on the back, and then it gives you a forecast.
Like that Mr. T thing you can buy? I pity the fool,
yeah.
You know, with the button, like that.
He is the nicest man.
Tom Skilling?
Mr. T?
Yes.
Well, wouldn't it be great, though, if Tom had a little circle with a string on the back? You could pull it, and he could say something for you?
I know. We were at an event
once. It's a beautiful day today, Steve.
The barometer is rising.
He stayed so late and shook everybody's hands, like at an event that we happened to be at together. And he stayed hours to shake every single person's hand.
Well, my sister Jennifer had never met him and saw him at a Jewel and was nervous about going up saying hi because she's, an idiot. And she's my sister. I can call her an idiot. She went up to say hi, and Tom not only talked to her, helped her carry her groceries out to her car, and then stood by the car and talked to her some more.
He's the nicest person ever.
Mm. Yeah, he's a great guy. Fabulous guy.
Like George.
So we're not that fond of George.
No,
we're changing
He's not had the test yet, Lou.
Yeah, that's coming up here in a few minutes. Coolest thing at Ace this week.
Don't you own
an Ace?
We own two of them, actually.
Oh, where are those?
One's in Villa Park, Illinois.
Can I say I was just at the Villa Park store? I had great service there, by the way. They were mixing some paint for me.
Oh, that's so nice, Mary.
And I was watching your video in there, Lou. And while I was watching, I noticed...
My poor staff, right? They can't get away from me.
I noticed the cool aisle, like you're talking about cool stuff you have. You guys have, like, T-shirts on sale that are, have some flaws in them, like Fruit of the Loom T-shirts, $2.99. Yeah. I thought that was so fun. I got picked up a couple
T-shirts. Our store manager there, Dave, he comes up with these ideas, and they are, so we get a lot of, tradespeople that come in there, and of course, you're always needing T-shirts.
Right.
And so they're Fruit of the Loom T-shirts, and they're
shirts.
A super great price, and there's like some flaw that we've yet to find anything on anything.
The item of the week?
Sure. Fruit of the Loom T-shirts. The item of the week was going to be the Traeger Scout, really like. So the Traeger
That's like a little grill.
Right, but Traeger are these pellet grills, which I have become such a fan of, and I use all the time. I'll be smoking a 21-pound brisket on Saturday
Don't brag.
After my show.
Do you inhale? I don't.
I'm like Bill Clinton.
You know what they say about brisket? Size matters.
It does, right? And but anyway, they make the small version. But I just read that there's a recall on them. So literally this morning, I'm like, oh, I'm going to talk to him about the Scout. It looks like a giant. Remember the metals, lunch boxes we used to have as kids?
Yeah, sure.
You know, that looked like, you know, the Scooby-Doo or
Herman
whatever
Munster,
it was.
Herman Munster.
It's a Herman Munster. It's a it looks like a giant metal lunchbox that you could put on the tailgate of a truck at a tailgate party, or if you were going to the Bears game or something like that, and you literally could smoke like four racks of ribs on it at a tailgate.
Flintstones.
It's $2.99.
Eat the Flintstones.
$299. That's cheap.
Yeah. Yeah. But you said it's been recalled.
Well, it's going to be recalled. You get a few new parts, you'll be fine. If you have one, please pay attention to the recall. If you don't have one yet, we'll get it fixed before you buy it.
Oh, wow. You just ordered a lot of them at your Ace Hardware stores.
Well, we just
you?
Have one, but I was like all excited. I saw it yesterday. I'm like, oh, I'm going to talk about this. And I literally got a text saying, oh, there's a voluntary recall on these things. So to be helpful, if you have a Traeger Scout,
just go to
their website, Traeger.com, TraegerGrills.com. Find out if yours is affected. So if you're going to use it this weekend, you know that you're doing it safely.
I heard they have defective airbags.
No, Takata. No.
Oh, I thought that was the grill.
No.
All right. So give me three things to do at the end of the summer. And I don't mean like go to the park, go to the lake, take a walk. I mean three things you should do about the house.
You know, right now, I think that there's a lot of what I've noticed on walkways and stuff, from a lot of trees and acorns and stuff in our area. We're getting a lot of staining on the concrete and walkways. I think that you hear me talk a lot about the wet and forget, which would be a really good thing to apply now to kind of keep things clean before we get some fall rains and even more staining. If you get a coating of the wet and forget down on some of the flat surfaces, that's going to assist and make life easier for people as fall approaches.
That's one.
Another thing you could do is some fall seeding in your lawn. This would actually be a great weekend to do that. Just a quick little rake and find the appropriate seed. You probably have some bare spots around the lawn that you could add a little sunshade mix or dense shade mix, whatever it is, to kind of spruce up the lawn so you've got another month of that going to clean up.
Two.
And number three would be a stain with the stain idea in the driveway. If you've got oil stains from the car leaking on a concrete driveway, there's a couple of really good products you can use. One's called Grease Magnet, another one's called Pour and Restore. That sort of looks like milk of magnesia when you pour it down. And you pour it on there, you let it sit overnight, it wicks the oil stain out of the concrete, you brush it away with a broom, you're left with a wet spot, and then in 24 hours, no more oil stain.
Well, look at you. It's almost like you know what you're talking
about.
Well,
sometimes a blind squirrel finds a nut.
Somebody's suggesting a text question. What's the coolest lunchbox you ever had?
So mine was actually the law, and I still have it somewhere. It's an Igloo lunchbox, you know, the cooler lunchbox when I was in the trades. And it was a pretty good size one, but I had it full of stickers. And so I would always put, you know how these kids now put the stickers on their water bottles?
Yeah.
I was way ahead of the thing back in the 70s. Sure. I was putting stickers on my lunchbox.
Sure, you're cool.
And actually, the most fun thing, my partner, Mike Jakubowski, he had the same lunchbox, different color. But what I always loved about having lunch with him, in his lunchbox, he had a loaf of bread, a jar of peanut butter, and a jar of jelly.
A jar?
A jar. And each day he would there. And
what, was he selling sandwiches?
No, he'd make it. He'd make two peanut butter and jelly sandwiches every day.
Wow. So his mom wouldn't make the sandwiches.
No, he's not
for
a
him.
He was an adult. I
mean, okay.
Right. Okay. Right. A loaf of bread.
I thought
bread.
It was one of your buddies walking around.
He was
with
my
a loaf
partner.
Bread.
He was my business partner. It, and he would it, make his peanut butter and jelly sandwiches every single day. And I thought, I want to be like him someday.
Another texter says, I was in a band called Brick Bungalow in Brookfield. And the final texter said, my license plate is WTF. And it's actually my initials. Some states have outlawed the plate. Illinois wouldn't let me get it, but now I've been holding on to it for 15 plus years.
Oh, wow.
It's a good plate, WTF.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Zipping in and out of traffic.
Yeah.
Hey, Lou, we got to go.
always a pleasure.
Thanks, buddy. Happy weekend.
Love you.
Happy Labor Day. Love you back. And that's your Lou Manfredini situation. There.
Lovely.
What are we doing now? Taking a break?
We're going to break. Yep.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. All that sponsored by American Weathermakers. And we'll get to your news next. Together, together. Oh, what a mess we made. I know we're better. Together, together. And now. All right, Viv's here, and Viv has been producing the show now for about a month and doing a fine job. Fine job.
Thank you very much.
And even though you didn't get any sleep and you've thrown caution to the wind and may screw up the entire show today, we're very excited to meet your boyfriend, George. He's in from Los Angeles.
Good morning.
Hi, George.
Morning.
How are you, man?
Good. How are you doing?
You ever been on the air before?
I have not. This is the first.
How nervous are you?
On a scale of 1 to 10, about a 15.
All right, good. good. All right, pull that microphone right in front of your face there, if you would, a little bit, and tell me what you do in L.A.
I am a senior management analyst for the city of Manhattan Beach. Basically, I work underneath the city manager, and I do a variety of projects to get public engagement going within the city and get people more aware of the things going on in city government, but work on a lot of projects like homelessness. Obviously, homelessness is a big thing in L.A., so... work on a variety of projects there.
Nice guy.
Steve, I already approved. The boy's got a government job.
Well, he's also got a big heart, apparently.
Yes, and probably a good 401k. He's thinking about the future. Yeah. A good pension with the city government.
All of that's very positive. Why Manhattan Beach? That's where the gig is?
That's where the gig is. I started out in Malibu. So,
okay. Oh, that dump.
Yeah, right. For some reason, I tend to stay near the wealthy beach cities, but it's worked out so far.
Yeah, I was going to say, Malibu, what sort of community projects need to be done in Malibu?
So in Malibu, I primarily worked in media relations. So I've worked with local media, and I'd work on videos.
And the Barbie, Dream House.
Right. Keep that in mind. Oh, the Malibu Barbie Dream House. Yeah.
How did you know?
I just saying.
Yeah. Well, we're glad you're here. Have you spent much time in Chicago?
Yeah, I think...
how long have you guys been dating? Like a year?
About. We've known each other for a year now. This weekend is actually the weekend last year where we met.
Well, we're a little biased here, but we think you're way over your skis and you shouldn't screw this up.
So. But then again, we're all over our skis, too, in our relationship.
So we know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Gee, do you have any questions for George before we move on to the game after the break?
I want to know what you love about Viv. I mean, what about Viv when you met her? I mean, she is dynamic and energetic and just effervescent.
But such a pessimist.
Tell us what...
I guess the better question, what is there not to love about Viv?
Wow. Yeah. Ooh, and I like George's teeth. George has really nice teeth.
I think I'm going to be
really
sick.
Good smile. He's got a good smile. He's got
thought George was like a movie star from L.A.
Oh, my God.
Well,
you can watch on the stream.
Yeah, but he's got really thick, curly hair. He's got a nice profile.
Why you got to talk about the hair?
I'm sorry.
It's 6:49. We'll come back and play a game. John, what are we calling this game,
Jenica?
We're calling
it Knew You Before I Wed Game.
Knew you before I wed or we wed?
They wed.
All right, we'll come back with a title.
Wait, are they wedding?
And a game in just a second. We'll do that in just a second. It's Rick Astley. John, you're telling me Rick Astley's got a new album?
Yeah, that was the first song. Joe did me a huge favor. I sent him 38 emails with a clip on each one. Yes, he has a new album out. 30 years after he was a hit. So, and it's a great album. I really like it. So,
he sounds
still jams apparently.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a couple of cuts on the album. I heard a little bit of it where he sounds like an old black blues man.
Yes. You didn't know it was him.
No, I really
didn't know it was him.
No. And as a black entertainer, I know everything.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. All right. So it's time to play the. What is it called?
Knew You Before We Wed Game.
Knew You Before We Wed Game.
Yes. Okay. God.
Starring Vivian and George. How will this work?
Very simple. Let's go with George first. Vivian, I'm going to ask you questions. You're going to answer them like you think he would answer them. All right? Then we will ask you, and you have to see if you match. So you have to turn away from her so we don't know. So here we go. Let's do the first question. You ready?
Turn away from her would actually be away from her.
They just both kept staring at
Vivian,
each other.
Vivian, you'll have to write these down, okay?
Yeah, you got to write these down, Vivian.
Here's your first one.
Don't say your answer out loud.
Just write it down. What would George say was his most embarrassing song on iTunes?
Okay. Question two.
Maybe it's something by Rick Astley.
Number two. What would George say was his favorite spot in his hometown?
Huh. It's interesting.
Okay, I just want to give you guys an update because I can see what Viv is doing over here.
Yeah, and she just made a face like she had gas.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Here we go. Vivian?
She's not writing answers. She's just writing the questions down.
Well,
so I can think about them. Give me a second.
Okay. Well, you know, you produce this show. We're on the clock.
Yeah. You're right.
I would think anybody would know how this worked.
All right, number three.
Number three. What would George say was his dream vacation?
Oh, I bet you I know this one.
Okay.
I could guess this one.
There's so many locations.
Viv, you got to write answers down.
Okay,
she's just writing the questions
down. Okay, number four. If George were in prison in solitary confinement for 1 week, what would be the one thing he would take advantage of that time and do?
My. Now, that could be very romantic.
Or it could be gross. I don't know.
Well, not if he's in solitary.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay, here we go. The next one. What famous person would George want to meet most?
Other than me?
Viv, you got to write an answer.
I am. I'm writing. Okay. And I'm going to... Don't worry.
She's going to go back.
She's going to go back. I'm going to go back and answer.
Here we go, Vivian. Well, does George think he is an optimist, a pessimist, or a realist?
Well, that should be the easiest one.
Yeah.
I know, but that's a combo.
She's in pain right now. She's like taking the SATs.
All right, question number one is most embarrassing song on iTunes.
Oh, wait, I got one more. Sorry.
I thought that was seven.
No, okay, and here's the last one. If George could only eat one meal the rest of his life, what would that meal be?
Definitely not anything.
The whole meal or just part?
Okay.
That's a lot.
We didn't say George's family owns a restaurant.
Okay, and this is how we do this. Now, George, you have to answer these. All right, here's the first one.
Wait.
Oh, sorry.
You have answers?
You got them up.
Oh, wait, I need to write three answers down.
I told you.
We're going back?
I just would like to make a public notation here that if we're late for the news, it's not my fault. It's the producer of the show's fault.
It's adorable. She just wants to get it right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, definitely overthink it.
She's very much stressing over this. Good news is you made Steve snort.
Yeah. It's one of my more attractive
Okay,
kids.
Here we go, George. I'm going to ask you the first question.
You got
George,
the answers, Viv?
You got it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
George, what would you say is your most embarrassing song on iTunes? You usually don't have to write down. They're yours.
Okay.
That's right.
Probably a Hillary Duff song.
Hillary Duff. What'd you say, Viv?
Baby Shark.
Ooh, that is a good one. I love
Do you
that
have
song.
Baby Shark?
I love that's that
so
song.
Good. Oh,
but
man.
I'm not embarrassed by it. I love it.
That's so good. Okay.
That's the wrong answer, George. You should have not said that.
By the way, that means he'll be a great father.
Yes. Yes. Okay. George, what's your favorite spot in your hometown?
Favorite spot in my hometown is probably
my room where I have my stuff.
I'd probably say high school football field, where a lot of good memories were made.
Good. Okay, Vivian?
High school football field.
That's a lie. She's lying.
Such a lie.
In fairness to her, I've never taken her there.
Oh, no. Okay.
What did you say?
I thought that it was in general. I said Pepperdine, where he went to grad school.
Okay. Okay.
That is
It has a football field.
When he asked hometown, I'm thinking Downey, like where I was born and raised. But if we're talking about LA, that is definitely Pepperdine, because I went to.
Too late. You already lost.
Yeah, I get it.
Question three.
What is your dream vacation, George?
Greece. Okay. I mean, I don't know why it wouldn't be Greece.
Vivian?
I said Fiji.
I guessed Greece. I knew it was going to be Greece for the both of them.
I'd like to congratulate G and George on their relationship.
Oh, my God.
Here you go, George.
No, I knew it was Viv's favorite place, too.
George, if you were in prison in solitary confinement, what is the one thing you would do all week, take advantage of, and do it?
Watch sports.
Okay, Vivian?
What did
you
say? I
said play basketball.
Okay, that's close.
Okay. I think
that's
good.
I would have said you would just sit around thinking about Vivian. Or you would write her letters.
How long have you been married, Steve?
A long time, but I'm very romantic.
I could tell.
I think that should count as a correct answer. It's very close.
Yes, I agree.
Thank you.
All right, so you're one for four. That's
one
great.
One for four. What famous person, George, would you like to meet the most?
Probably Denzel Washington.
Well, that people confuse me for Denzel all the time.
Well, your name isn't Denzel?
No.
Vivian, what was your answer?
Kobe.
Oh,
okay. Come on.
There's so many people.
That's good. That's
one
good.
For
That's
five.
Okay.
Next.
Okay. Yeah. Would you say, George, would you say you're an optimist, a pessimist, or a realist?
A realist.
Okay. Vivian?
I said an optimist.
By the way,
we're
I'm
so good at this.
Skipped the question.
Vivian,
skipped...
I'm just curious. Have you two met?
Yeah, right.
Apparently not.
Last one.
Vivian, if you could only... George, if you could only eat one meal, what would that be for the rest of your life?
Oh, lamb on a spit.
Lamb on a spit.
And your answer was?
Tabbouleh.
What is tabbouleh?
It's explain it. George loves it. What is it?
It's a Middle Eastern salad. So there's one spot in my hometown that has the best tabbouleh.
Which you talk about all the time.
I do.
All right, so we'll give you credit for that. So you're 2 for 7. That's 2 for 7 after a year, which means if you two are together for like 75 years, it'll be like you know each other.
That's great.
Switch it up.
Okay, George, you answer these questions. Vivian, turn to the side.
You got
to
write them down, George. You got to pen.
George, would Vivian, if Vivian was on a deserted island, other than her phone, what material item would she want with her? Okay.
Okay.
Number two, if she could trade her job with somebody else, what would that be?
Anybody. Could be anybody in the
anybody.
World.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Who would that be?
Okay. Who would that be? Yes, very good. Thank you. Number three, what is the one physical feature of that she will say that she would like her kids to receive from her? What is the one feature that she would like to have the kids inherit? Physical.
Something on Vivian.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Something she thinks,
Like her right big toe. That
kind of
Like her beautiful smile.
Who would Vivian say would be, if she was given a free punch to someone in the face, who would that be?
Wow, there's a free switch. Punch.
A free punch.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Someone's punching me?
No.
You're punching someone.
I'm punching
someone. Generally, we won't advocate that on the show.
Yeah. You're punching someone that deserves it.
What section of a bookstore would Vivian spend the most time in? What section in a bookstore would Vivian spend the most time in?
By the way, it's super cute. Viv is actually writing her own answers down.
She got the contest backwards.
She's so adorable.
What would Vivian say was her most consistent compliment she has received throughout the years?
So what is she recognized for?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And finally.
Finally, what one item did she, has Vivian always asked for from Santa and has never received?
Oh, that's a good question.
New bike.
All right, so 7 questions. Let's go, Viv.
Viv, besides your phone, what would you bring on a deserted island?
A journal.
George said?
I said a skin cleanser.
Really?
Oh, I like that one.
She is obsessed so with cleaning her skin.
Oh, that is so good.
Especially face wash. So
very important.
So
you know what, dude? I'm going to give you credit for that because you overthought it.
Yeah. Right? Here you go, Vivian. If you could trade your job for somebody, anybody else's, what job would it be? Who would it be?
Oprah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I said an airline attendant. Because she loves traveling.
Okay.
She's talking about
flight attendant. You can fly around the world. You'd be a good flight attendant because you'd be, nice to people.
Yeah. You really would be.
Yeah. Next.
Vivian, what is the one physical feature you would like your children to inherit from you?
Smile?
I said nose/smile.
Okay. Okay. Give credit for that. That's 2.
That's good. That's, that's not bad. Vivian, if you could punch somebody for free, who would it be?
Oh, my God. I'm just going to keep it within my family. Probably. This is terrible.
Probably.
My sister.
Oh, well, that's
With love.
I really wanted to put family here, but I was like, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to do that to her family on radio.
What did you say?
I said no one because I wanted to. I just felt like I felt bad for your family.
All right, but you were going to say family?
I was.
Okay.
That's the correct answer.
That's so funny. Yeah. Vivian, what section of the bookstore would you spend the most time in?
The documentary section.
I said biographies.
That's good.
Vivian, what would you say is the most consistent compliment you have received over the years about yourself?
Personality. You've got a great personality.
Okay.
I said energy level.
That's actually very close. That's very good.
Okay, we're going to give credit for that, too.
At this already. And then last, what item did you ask for Santa that you never got?
You've always wanted it. You never got it. Maybe a sister that you wouldn't want to punch in the face.
I wanted a baby brother.
Wanted a brother.
I did.
Oh, okay. And you said?
I said a car, given her circumstances currently with her her inability to get a new car.
All right. So here's the bottom line, dude. You know Vivian much better than Vivian knows you. And I feel this is a win for you because if it had gone the other way, you have no idea how long this weekend would have been for you. So congratulations, and Vivian, pay attention.
The most important thing is she knows my heart.
Thank you. Well,
oh, that's
again, I'm going to be sick.
I think we all approve. We give this a stamp of approval, don't you agree?
All right. I'm very happy for George. And mildly happy for you.
Did you guys see one of the texts? It says somebody's offering George a job in Evanston. They're looking for a city manager.
So. Oh.
What?
Well, look what happened there.
It'll be very easy to leave Malibu.
Sure. You know, Evanston's a lot like Manhattan Beach in January. So, we got to come back and do the news next on 720 WGN.
Thanks. Have a great rest of the day. Go Cats.
Can you believe it? It's football season. In just a matter of a couple of hours, Dave Ennett will tell me he's going to the restroom and he'll disappear.
Yes, I'm gone. I'm out of here.
And he'll head for a bus to take him to the airport where he will board a plane where the Northwestern Fighting Wildcats will head west to play the Stanford Cardinal without an S.
See, you're learning.
Tomorrow, pregame 2:30, kickoff 3.
That's exactly correct.
Let's go to Coach Fitz. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. I think they call that an Irish goodbye.
That's right. That's right.
We need to go to the bathroom and kind of leave the party.
Right, right. This would be a guy that worked here. We called it the Deacon Shuffle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now you see me, now you don't.
The door. A little puff of smoke. Where does this rank in excitement? Is this as exciting as every other season starting, or are you jaded and you're over it?
Wow, that's a really deep question for the start of the season, my friend. It sounds kind of like my golf game. Heck yeah, I'm stoked. I think everybody is. It's college football season, and, trust me, listen to me. There's nobody bigger fan than the Chicago Bears than I am, but to see actual games that matter last night compared to, unfortunately, 40-plus guys are going to get cut today
right.
was a lot of fun to watch. So, you know, there were bands and it was rocking, so it's going to be fun. It's time to get college football back rocking and rolling.
How's that building out there? Is that a good place to play?
Out in Palo Alto.
Yeah.
I haven't been there as a player or a coach.
Okay.
My sophomore year, we played Stanford at Van Dyke Stadium, now Ryan Field. So it was a shootout, and I think the Cats and the Cardinal tied 41-all. So haven't been out there, but looking forward to getting out there.
Yeah, that was 2 years after we were out there in 92. That was the old stadium, though. They've since then they built a new stadium, about 50,000 seats, so it's supposed to be real nice. You mentioned you're stoked. I'm sure you've seen the video of Urban Meyer, which BTN's been running with the former Ohio State coach, saying he's jacked to watch this game. If you're somebody just hanging out watching football on a Saturday, what would appeal to you about this matchup?
Well, I think two schools that are very similar in their DNA, you know, from a standpoint of, you know, really trying to stay core to the true values of the university, and that's, you know, obviously the highest academic standards. And then two teams that, you know, we tip our hat and have a ton of respect for the Cardinal. I mean, you know, over the last 4 years, they've won, 40 games. We've won 36. So, you know, they're ranked seventh in wins. We're at 14th, not too far behind. So, you know, it's kind of one of those measuring stick games for us. You know, we've been a program that I think really since the Renaissance in the mid-90s has been on the rise. And these are the types of games that, I get few and far between. So we've got to take advantage of the opportunity.
I know you've been asked every imaginable way who your starting quarterback is going to be.
Oh, he's going to tell us.
Well, I don't think he's going to tell
us.
Believe me, we've tried. But What do you want to see from whoever you send out there tomorrow against Stanford? What's the biggest thing you're looking for?
Well, I just want to be able to take care of the football, number one. You saw games, especially last night, where that made a huge difference in the quarterback plays, the ability to take care of the football. Execute the offense, lead us down the field to score points, and then, you know, quite frankly, lead the football team. And, both guys are young from an experience standpoint. So, they just got to continue to grow. It's a long year, especially, with college football having two byes this year. It's a long season. And, we're going to learn a lot about them. They're going to learn a lot about themselves. But I expect them just to trust the way they've prepared. They've both worked incredibly hard. as I told the team on Monday, I feel really good about our quarterback room. You know, I think Aiden Smith and Andrew Marty both have had really good camps and really good years, really good off seasons this year. So I feel great about that room, and now we've just got to, you know, we're starting anew, and we've done this a bunch. You know, I was on with you and Danny Persa a couple nights ago. Gosh, I remember when he was barely even shaving, starting for us at quarterback. So, not our first rodeo. We'll work through it, and we'll be a lot better going into week two.
How good is KJ Costello, their quarterback?
Well, it reminds me a lot of Duke's Daniel Jones. A lot of similarities. You know, big arm, big athletic young man. You know, Stanford in the past has not run the quarterback as much as Duke did. Against us, so you know, we'll see if there's anything we have to adjust that way. But you know, is he going to be the first quarterback off the board in the draft? It all depends on how he plays this year. And in his other 11 regular season games, I hope he plays absolutely outstanding, and I hope he throws at a bunch of the guys in white and purple on Saturday.
Yeah, I agree completely.
He's a heck of a player. He's a great player.
All right, last word, Dave.
Openers are always a little tricky because even though these are two veteran coaching staffs and you kind of know what they've done in the past, it's always that first game. Teams make tweaks during the off season. Is that the biggest kind of the tricky part of this, Pat? Because you have a great record in openers, but still there has to be that element of the unknown, right?
Oh, absolutely, Dave. Yeah, just prepare to adjust and adjust with poise. You know, just make sure the guys, you know, execute what we do fundamentally and trust that and trust their preparation. And then for us as coaches, you know, when we do have to adjust, just make it real simple, be real, real matter of fact and to the point. Make sure we explain the why. We have to do that now these days. We have to really explain why instead of just do it. So do a great job of that on the boundary and just play for four quarters. It's going to be a heck of a game, huge challenge. You look at the other schools, the Big Ten teams are playing. You know, we're going to know more about our team than probably everybody else. Yep. Based on the competition we're playing. So just go have fun and looking forward to being in Northern California. Last time we were out there, we had unbelievable Wildcat fan support, and looking forward to hopefully getting that again here tomorrow afternoon.
Have a great trip and go get it, Coach.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Looking forward to it. Go Cats.
There you go. That's Coach Fitz with his first Go Cats of the season. Gee, what you don't know is there have been times in the past where I've tried to clip him right before he had a chance to say it's just a little game we play.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible.
And Dave gets really upset?
No. But Fitz slides in that Go Cats like
no matter what. He gets it in there.
Like a shiv from a prisoner.
He knows Cochran's trying to clip him before he puts that in.
Go Cats.
Oh, this is great. These are the inside
stupidity that you've joined us in.
The Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet.
And the most valuable person on the planet is something that you, yes, you could be involved with. Like, here's how this would work. I would go to WGNradio.com/contest, and there's an MVPP form to fill out right there. It's a piece of cake. I might nominate someone like John DeCoste, but he's never done anything really good or fruitful
not
in his life.
Not a thing. Not a thing.
And it's not called the least valuable person on the planet. It's the most valuable person on the planet.
he's in the middle.
The middle valuable person on the planet.
Thank you, G. Thank you.
We have great people every day talking about some of the things they've done. And by the way, we drag them away from the great things they're doing. They take time to come on the show so we can talk to them about what they're doing to change the world. And if you've got somebody that you think is worthy of MVPP status, if you're a new listener, you're going, what's an MVPP? That's the most valuable person on the planet. Go to WGNradio.com/contest and send that information in.
You know what? I liked when we had the wonderful lady whose husband was suffering from MS, and she was just basically calling to give her neighbors a shout out.
Yeah, that was cool.
So, yeah, so it can be something as simple as that. That's
a great point.
There's somebody great in the neighborhood that's doing good things that maybe no one else knows or realizes.
Yeah, and most of us, I think you brought this up, or maybe Mary did. Somebody, you know, we don't even know our neighbors' names anymore.
Yeah.
And these neighbors are stepping up for her. So, very
love
cool.
That. By the way, John DeCoste always brings in bagels every time he's here.
That's why I'm in the middle.
I think he's at the
bagels
top.
Bagels are middle.
Most valuable guy that brings you bagels on the planet.
Vegas bagel man.
That's like a lot of initials.
Middle bagel man.
So thank you for listening, as always, and thank you for participating. The most valuable person on the planet, WGNradio.com/contest, 7:30. We going right to the headlines? Let's do it right now, then.
Steve, you ready?
Sure.
Sponsored by Grandview Homes. Here's Steve Gazanich.
Thanks, Steve. Good morning, everyone. On our way to 75 today, partly cloudy right now in Chicago. The temperature at O'Hare is 60 degrees. A woman has been struck and killed this morning by a CTA Red Line train at the Roosevelt Station. It happened at about 6 o'clock this morning. Two CTA employees also taken to the hospital with unknown injuries. A lot of the details are still unknown this morning, but the fire department says this incident is being treated as a crime. Illinois officials are suspending road work at dozens of sites across the state to ease congestion, traffic congestion for the Labor Day holiday. The Department of Transportation says work at approximately 125 sites will be suspended from 3 o'clock this afternoon until late Monday night. The list also includes sites where roadways remain open and lane reductions are still in effect for some of those areas. We're also keeping a very close eye this morning on Hurricane Dorian as the storm churns closer to the United States. National Hurricane Center specialist Jack Bevin says the path of Hurricane Dorian still is unpredictable.
One of the computer guidance models actually has a storm as far south as the Florida Keys. Others are turning the storm to the north and missing Florida altogether. And others take the storm straight across Florida out into the Gulf of Mexico and have a second landfall on somewhere on the northern Gulf Coast.
And the National Hurricane Center says the storm right now is a Category 2 hurricane with 105-mile-per-hour winds. And those are the headlines.
WGN Sports. The Bears closed out the preseason, now turn their attention to the Green Bay Packers next Thursday night. The Bears lost late to Tennessee at Soldier Field. Final was 19-15 for the record, and the Bears will host the Packers next Thursday night. Roster cuts come up now as they'll cut from 90 to 53.
As you know, I haven't missed a minute of preseason Bears action.
Yeah, you haven't watched it? You haven't missed it.
I haven't missed it because I haven't watched it.
Right.
But I was aware of kind of a unique choice made last night by Fox.
Fox, yeah, 32.
Yeah, in that they had sort of a in-game talk show going on mm-hmm. while the football was playing in the background. What? Why? I mean, I know nobody on the field was identifiable, and all those guys are going to get cut. But then just do a talk show and occasionally cut into the game. I don't know why you would do it that way.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the thinking is. I mean, this
I'm not sure there was any thinking, Dave.
It's not a new thing that the fourth preseason game is basically just for the guys who are trying to win jobs, and you don't play your regulars. But I mean, it's been that way for a long time.
But there's something about that way of going about it that makes it incredibly annoying, because you're watching the video of the game going on, but nobody's talking about the video of the game going on. It's like going to Soldier Field with somebody that won't shut up while you're trying to watch the game.
Well, it's kind of like when Eddie Pinheiro missed the extra point. It created a whole new topic for them for the next 45 minutes.
That's all they talked right? about the
That's
entire
time. Absolutely yeah. right.
That was pretty Eddie. Much yep. it. But that was the big story of the game, really. By the way, that clip you played in the newscast at the top of the hour of doesn't Pinheiro. Exactly fill me with confidence about Eddie Pinheiro, where he's going, well, if I'm around on, you know, opening day, which is a week away, and if it's okay with the team, maybe I could go down to Soldier Field and kick a few.
He's so cute. He's well, sad. He looks like a little puppy.
Well, remember, Cody Parkey apparently resisted that idea, even though he did it last year.
Well, that's why Cody Parkey is not with the team anymore.
He's not. And Eddie Pinheiro, for now, is. But on the other hand, there's going to be cuts all over the NFL in the next 24 hours. And
there'll be kickers available.
And Matt Nagy did not say 100% yes for sure Eddie Pinheiro will be kicking against the Packers.
But it just seems to me that if I'm the Bears, I'd spring for an Uber and a football
well,
and a
I think they will.
And get him to Soldier Field and see if he can kick them.
I don't think he was complaining that he was going to have to pay for the Uber. I don't think that was the issue.
It just sounded like, I don't know if anybody else thinks this is a good idea, but I sure like to go to Soldier Field and kick a football.
Did you remember last year when they had Parkey practicing at night?
Yeah.
And one of the TV stations had a chopper out there, yeah. and the Bears had tried to shoo him away.
Right.
So they couldn't tape it.
Yeah, they had guys throwing footballs at the helicopter.
And then a little side note, that kicker.
I don't know about that.
The kicker that Minnesota traded for.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to make the team. He's like 0-for-4 or something. Yeah. Like
carry on. Some bad kicking in the NFL right now.
That was entertaining. Whatever happened between the two of you?
What do you mean?
It was just hilarious.
Why? What did we
I don't know. I didn't watch the game. I don't know what you're talking about, but that was funny.
Just our part.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Well, as long as it was entertaining.
Cubs were winners last night.
I hope
night.
I can go to Soldier Field and kick a football.
Cubs beat the Mets 4-1.
Somebody Victor hold Caratini. It for me. Hey, Uber guy, come out and hold it for me.
I just hope he doesn't get G's Uber guy.
Oh, no gosh.
Sorry.
Can we please not talk about that?
Victor Caratini, I'm sorry. 3-run homer to the 7th to win it for the Cubs, who host the Brewers this afternoon. White Sox were swept by the Twins. Minnesota won 10-5. Sox in Atlanta tonight, 5:45 here on WGN. And the college football season underway. Top-ranked Clemson, an easy win last night over Georgia Tech. Finding a home in the big league, sponsored by the Village of Bedford Park, building for the future. White Sox pitching prospect Jonathan Stever, 6 innings, a 1-run ball last night. And Winston-Salem's loss to Salem, the 22-year-old with 6 innings, just 3 hits, 6 strikeouts. I'm Dave Ennett, WGN Sports.
This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Wow.
I remember when my grandmother played this song for me the first time. She said, listen to this. This is Cameo. This is funky. I said, Grandma, you're funky. If anybody's funky, you're funky. She said, no, you're funky, little one. She used to call me Shorty. Not S-H-O-R-T-Y, S-H-O-T-Y, Shorty.
I thought you were going to tell the story about...
Oh, you mean when I used to get off the bus at school? Hey, to get off the bus at my grandma's house, if there's a sign on the door that said, when Cameo's rocking, don't come knocking. I didn't, because Grandma was busy with the FedEx guy. Because he was dropping off a package, and I think you know what I'm talking about. Is this all on the air? 7:41, Steve Cochran Show continues. Happy Friday. Bridget Gaynor joins us in a second as well for the festivities, Friday festivities. John, when is our next show?
Oh, this is great. A week from today. A week from today, we will be in downtown Arlington Heights.
Week from tomorrow.
A week from... Oh, no.
Is it Saturday?
No, it is a week from tomorrow. Because we have another one later in the month that's on Friday. I apologize.
Right, Saturday.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Yes, Saturday, September 7th, we will be at the Metropolis Theater, downtown Arlington Heights. Tickets are really, they've already sold quite a few, so we have a few left. There's not a lot left. So you can go to metropolisartcenter.com, or you can go call the box office at 1-847-577-2121. Come out and see us.
Did you just say 1-847?
I think I did. I know. I caught myself.
Are you the guy that says www?
Call Gladstone 7.
7:43, we continue, and the lovely and talented Bridget Gaynor joins us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How's it going?
I didn't watch the Mayor Lightfoot last night. But I had to.
You had to watch the Bears game.
But I would assume
everyone has their job. Everyone has got to stay in their lane.
I would assume if I played Lightfoot speech bingo, I would have been a big winner.
It all depends on what was in your square.
That's right. Did we didn't learn anything, did we?
No, we learned some things. So the deficit is $838 million, so right. Almost a billion. So that
bake sale. How are we going to raise that money?
Clearly, a bake sale. It's corn. You're going to bring in that corn that you
the
brought in last
sweet
week,
corn.
Which was very good.
Yes.
Very good.
Was I lying?
You were not lying.
Okay.
It was very good.
Okay.
Look, this is the precursor to the budget speech. This was not supposed to be the speech that laid out how everything was going to have to work. It was the speech that said, I'm going to give you a number that's going to scare you so that when I come with things later, you know I'm serious.
Okay, but here's the mistake I think they made.
Okay.
They did it at 6 o'clock at night so all the news folks could do it. Shouldn't say anything. Don't put your mayor in a position to not say anything and then be covered for not saying anything. You know, put it on at noon. And then do the budget speech then, when you've got some answers.
Yeah, but I think that in their mind, they've been working on this for the last 3 months. They've come up with this number. They are floating. You know, they had a bunch of ideas that were kind of floating out there, and they've got some big challenges. I mean, they have to do a contract with the firefighters, the police, and the teachers. That's kind of the entire pie when you come to city
right.
services.
Right. So how much more are people going to have to pay in the city?
I don't know. But, you know, the congestion charge was in there. The head tax was in there. She tries to say we're not going to do property taxes. It's hard to say. The purpose of this speech was to put the marker down, lay it out there, and then come back with specifics. But right now, there's a lot of unknowns. What's going to happen in the contract? Obviously, teachers are ginned up about that, and I'm sure the police and fire are the same. But, you know, there hasn't been any big... They haven't made any operational moves. They haven't made any kind of big policy decisions. I mean, one that was out there that I think is concerning people is Rahm started expanding preschool. So they implemented this preschool. All mm-hmm. the studies that kids got to get in there early. Mm-hmm. When you have a child that goes to school at 3 and 4, they're really prepared once they get in there to kindergarten. And so, you know, people had been providing preschool, and it had been rated on quality and educational outcomes. And then 2 weeks before school started, most of those people lost their slots, yet to be determined who got them. Archdiocese lost the slots, YMCA, Metropolitan Family Services, so all these agencies. And the question for parents now is like, holy cow, where's my kid going to go? Do I put him in a school that might lose funding? Did they pick new people based on education, or did they pick it because they had to move the money around? It's hard to say.
What doesn't Janet Jackson have to...
It's not really a CPS issue. This is really something in the mayor's office. So I think there's been... that may be the growing pains of a new administration, but it's the type of thing people look at and say, okay, that was a important but small thing. How are we going to do these bigger things? So that's a concern that's out there.
What's the order of operations? It's the teacher's contract first, followed by?
I don't know. It all depends. A lot of the contracts in public life go that the first person who gets in and negotiates kind of sets the standard for others. So, it'll be interesting to see who they want to negotiate with first.
Well, they were talking yesterday about making an offer of a 16% raise over the course of the next 5 years. Well, that's 3% a year. That's a cost of living raise.
Yeah.
Obviously, the teachers want more. Am I mistaken in this, that the teachers deserve more than 3% based on what they're paid in the city? Suburban teachers make more.
Yeah.
Private school teachers make more. But are the teachers out of line? Do we know?
I don't think they're out of line. Janice Jackson spoke yesterday at the City Club, and I think she's doing a tremendous job.
So do I.
I really do.
Yeah, big fan.
So they are making raises that over the 5 years will bring city teachers up to commensurate with what the suburban teachers make. So after 5 years, a newer teacher, so a 2 to 5 year teacher, will make closer to $70,000 a year, 73. And then a teacher with a lot of experience will make in the 90s. And that feels to be more on par. But the teachers union is pushing not just for money, they're also pushing for things like we need to have social workers, we need to have nurses, we need to have more adults in a classroom and in a school in order to educate kids in the way they need to be educated, especially kids who have other hardships going on.
Well, it doesn't seem outlandish.
It doesn't seem outlandish. And so what we'll have to figure out is what does that look like in terms of a contract?
What about this congestion tax? How's that supposed to work?
So they implemented it in London, and Bloomberg talked about it in New York. Never happened.
But in London, the way it worked when I was there is you, before you left your house, or maybe on your phone on the way in, you would log onto a website, and you would say, I'm coming in, and you would pay. You would click, and you would pay.
Right. Yeah.
Is that what it would do here?
Yeah. It's.
I work here in the city every day. I'm here every day. So am I paying every day to come to work?
Well, are you using the roads every day? Are the police protecting you every day? Are the firemen protecting you every day?
I'm one of the essential services guys. I'm a talk show host.
You are clearly an essential service. You might even argue that you're like a first responder. Someone's like got a problem and they say, right. Oh wait, hold on. I gotta call
Steve Cochran.
Show
starts at 6, I respond earlier than most. So all my point is anybody that works in the city would probably have to pay this congestion tax.
Anyone who comes and goes. I mean, look, what they're trying to figure out is there's only 4 or 5 places to get it. So property taxes have gone up a lot. So if you live here, like I do,
yes,
you live here, yes, okay. So, it's not totally unfair that people who use the city every day but don't pay property taxes share in the burden because...
Typical whining for people that live in the city.
But then we got to pay double. We got to pay our suburban stuff and our city stuff.
You know what?
You should, if you want to do a congestion charge in whatever...
Yeah, you want to come to Naperville? You got to pay to come to Naperville.
I'm totally happy to come to Naperville because I don't think that's going to affect my budget a lot. How are you feeling about that?
It's been a while since I love Naperville.
So this is the thing. I am 100% happy to pay a suburban congestion charge or a suburban head tax. Every time I go to wherever it is, I'm happy to do it.
Okay.
What's happy to share the burden, because you know what?
But
I'm a giver.
Have you heard any? Yes, you are. Have you heard any numbers at all? Any math at all on this? Like for the congestion tax?
No.
I mean, we're talking about $10 every time I come in. $5. What do we know? We don't know, do we?
Does this mean you're not going to buy coffee anymore for me?
No, but it's fine. It's just money. I'll make more.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Bridget Gaynor editing me on the fly.
I like that.
Someone needs to. I mean, I can't follow you around all day, but
yeah,
I'm
right,
here.
Right. Listen, I have a pick three here. I have three stories. I don't have time to do them anywhere else in the show, so you guys pick one of these three, and I'll do the story, okay? The biggest thing you got to move when a hurricane's bearing down on your state, that's item number one. How could you run out of that? That's item number two. And I know Costco sells a lot of stuff, but really? That's item number three. Which one do you want?
Boy. Costco sells a lot of stuff, but really?
Yeah, me too.
That's
I like
one?
That one. Yeah. I would say the same.
Really?
I think we're all on the same page.
I am shocked. I thought you were going to go with how could you run out of that? I really thought the money was on that.
Well, it'll be toilet paper.
Costco made for shoppers who like to buy in bulk. Who needs a 72-pound wheel of cheese this weekend? The cheese wheel is Parmigiano Reggiano. Reggiano? R-E-G-G-I-A-N-O?
Yes, Reggiano.
Reggiano. Parmigiano Reggiano, which according to Costco's website, made from the freshest milk from the famous Parma and Reggio Emilia provinces in Italy. It's aged for 2 years and regularly inspected by people who do that. Kirkland Signature Whole Wheel Parmigiano Reggiano sells for $899.99 imported straight from Italy. You could buy it at Costco this weekend.
Okay, I'm going to say that was a little bit of a disappointment.
Yeah.
Because Costco sells like fish tanks and diamond rings. Like you can get your engagement ring at Costco. Yeah. So the fact that you can buy a lot of cheese, I don't know. I'm just
Do you
say.
Think you really should get your engagement ring where you can buy underpants? And where you could buy like a shrimp cocktail.
Depends on the engagement ring.
Yeah, I suppose.
Do they still sell caskets there? Didn't they?
Yes.
Yes, they do.
I think online. They don't sell them at the store, do they?
I was expecting something a lot more exotic.
Well, the problem with caskets, you got to buy six of them. You know, and that's just so good. Who needs that?
And then it creates all these bad incentives.
A big wheel of cheese.
Oh, I feel badly now. Would you like to hear you? I can't believe you ran out of that.
I like that one.
I mean, is it better?
Yeah. I thought that was going to be a dig at me from earlier this
Bridget's
week.
Current, she asked the right question. Is it better?
I mean, before you invest all these people's time who are so dedicated to you at home.
Popeye's new chicken sandwich caused such a frenzy. It's sold out, and a guy in Tennessee is suing Popeye's because he couldn't get his sandwich.
Oh, I had it.
And?
So did I.
I felt
you
like
did.
That was the biggest fake news. Like I was like, are people making this story up? Because people are talking about
you
a chicken sandwich.
You know what it tasted
sandwich?
Like? A chicken sandwich.
I mean,
it was fine.
I mean, Popeye's is good, but it's like it wasn't... It wasn't extraordinary.
Didn't change my world.
No, it didn't.
My son's first job was at Popeye's. Yeah, and he could have hooked you up, but
the whole thing was they were comparing it between Chick-fil-A,
all the other fast food.
Right.
Times Free Press of Tennessee reported that Craig Barr from Chattanooga, Tennessee, is accusing the company of false advertising and deceptive business practices, which resulted in quote countless time driving trying to find a local chain that wasn't sold out of the highly coveted trending chicken sandwich. Barr claimed he was robbed of $25 through someone who posted a Craigslist ad claiming he could get a sandwich. Let me tell you something, you dope. If you're willing to spend $25 on a freaking chicken sandwich from Popeyes, you deserve to be ripped off.
Oh, I could not agree more.
Anyway, he's suing for a lot of money.
Who's the lawyer that took the case?
God's not that busy.
Popeye.
Michael Avenatti. Is it Michael Avenatti?
Yeah, he should do it now. The lawsuit seeks...
It's an injustice.
Lawsuit seeks $5,000 in damages.
Wow. What, emotional damages?
That's a lot of chicken sandwiches.
That's a lot of chicken.
Is he going to take it in chicken sandwiches, or he's only going to take it in money?
Well, he can't, because there's no chicken sandwiches. The chicken sandwiches are all gone. All right, and if you want, I'll tell you this one. NASA has to move the launch tower at Kennedy Space Center because of Hurricane Dorian. It's 400 feet tall. They have been disassembling it and efforting moving it now. It's worth $650 million, and having it blown all over the Space Coast wouldn't be great for anybody. The mammoth piece of equipment, a crawler transporter, was put in position to haul the launcher into the facility's landmark vehicle launch assembly building. So they break it down and put it in a hangar, basically.
How long does it take to break down?
It's like Legos.
Oh, okay.
You just go and pull it apart.
Just click it, click.
I hate even dragging out and breaking down my little clothes drying rack. You know that little rack?
I'm just wondering, like, if a hurricane was bearing down on Chicago, and thank God it can't, how long would it take you to pack? Would it be quite a while deciding what to bring?
Well, I don't know. I don't take very long to pack, actually, because I wait till the very. I'm a procrastinator.
But if you had to evacuate, like, yes, quickly,
I would just grab my cat and we'd go.
Do you have a cat carrier, or you just
yes,
grab
them? Yes. Okay. She has a leash as well.
Bridget, how long would it take you to pack if we have to evacuate?
You know what? If it was actually an emergency, not long at all. I, you know, grab your kids, your mm-hmm. phone, your car, get out of Dodge.
Your kids are old enough, you don't need to pick them up. They can go in there.
I can. No, I would corral them.
Okay.
I would say, like, come on, time to
We're
get out of the
going
house.
In the same direction.
Put down your phone. Don't post that on Instagram that it's evacuation.
I'd have
time
to call an Uber to go. You know.
Yeah, so that could be dicey.
Or you could come pick me up.
Yeah, well, apparently.
Yeah.
Check out the latest edition of the Steve Cochran Everything podcast. Bridget Gaynor will be an upcoming guest on that. When are we doing that?
I don't know. Up to you. I'm just sitting by the phone. Oh, I'm waiting to be called. You know, it's like a high school flashback.
Right. Really WGNradio.com/Cochran for all the podcasts, or use the WGN Radio app. The news is next.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, honey, you know I love you more than what I should. Yeah.
Sponsored by Ravinia, trained hurricane spotter. Dean Richards joins us now.
Yep.
More on entertainment.
I've chased many a hurricane, Steve. It sounds like a CTA bus going down the street.
And that's your entire report. That was Dean with all the science you'll ever need. Dean will be on for John Williams today.
Right.
At 1 o'clock. You want to plug that show at all? You got anything special planned?
Not a thing.
All right, excellent. Yeah, that'll be today starting at 1.
It's
not much happening.
Yeah.
So be listening then.
It's going to be as good as the beginning of this segment has been so far.
So far, it's been very solid. By the way, in all seriousness, that's now a Cat 4 storm, or will be in a matter of hours, a Cat 4 storm, Category 4, over open water. And looks like Sunday night, it could be a Category 4 storm when it makes landfall just north of Miami, as the track is going right now, but it could obviously change.
We are going to talk about that in detail this afternoon.
So, all right. So we'll talk about the holiday weekend coming up. You got some movie reviews.
We'll talk about that this afternoon, too.
We got some Alex Trebek.
Talk about that this afternoon, too.
So it's all coming up. More on Apprentice. John DeCosta is here.
Hi, Dean.
I heard him. Nice to see you.
Good to see you, Dean. I'll be back again doing your John Williams show.
Yeah. And Jay Suki is here. Jay, do you have anything you need from Dean at this point?
No, I think he's perfect.
Aw.
I think we both know that's not true.
You don't have to ruin it for her right from the beginning.
Dave, do you have anything you need from Dave?
Well, there was this thing this morning that Nick, during his Straight Out of Context, had a clip of Dean and me talking about the Grill Daddy. And Mary jumped in and sort of like dissed our affection for the Grill Daddy.
I didn't diss it.
Yeah,
I just
you
said
did.
You guys talk about it a lot.
Because it's great.
Fantastic.
Here you go again.
Oh, it's because I didn't know what it was.
It's the greatest invention, even
right.
Greater than the telephone.
Yes.
I believe Dean ranks it Cure for Polio, Grill Daddy.
Yes. And Nick wasn't sure what it was.
And
so.
And it was the Dean's comment that you don't need lubricant.
Yes, it made your the out of context.
Yeah, that just made out of context. Yeah.
I do stuff on purpose just to try to get on.
You're on a lot, Dean.
It's a big show. Yeah. No, it's a big show.
I purposely pepper the conversation with stuff, hoping to get on the segment.
Bridget Gaynor, you have anything from Dean at this point? Anything you need from Dean? Any entertainment questions
any
of any kind?
Are you looking for something to do this weekend?
I am looking
for
something.
It's a long holiday weekend.
Well, I want to see Blinded by the Light. Did you see
Fantastic.
That movie?
Fantastic.
Bruce Springsteen movie?
Great movie. I think I gave it an A. I loved it.
Any Ready or Not is another one that's on the
Ready
list.
Ready or Not is good. It's a horror comedy.
Yeah.
That was surprising.
You like horror films?
I don't, but I'm trying to figure out, like, So the whole thing is like, how, you know, we're not going out of town. It's holiday weekend. You want to make it kind of not just a regular weekend. So I'm trying to figure out some things to do with the kids that will, they will actually want to do.
No, so you'd go to her. You take one for the team.
Because it's weird when I want to go out with their friends because that's what they want to do. So, but it's kind of awkward.
You'd be a cool mom?
I mean, all their friends like it. It's just weird for them.
What about Taste of Polonia? Would that be fun for you?
You're a Taste of Polonia.
You're a kielbasa. Here's one for Nick. Hey, where can I bite into a kielbasa?
Yeah, there you go. Clip it, cut it, send it. Taste of Polonia is this weekend?
Taste of Polonia through Labor Day in Jefferson Park at the Copernicus Center.
Okay.
That's an option. Yes. We'll keep running. What else is coming?
So Eddie Fest, so out on the southeast side. So Sue Garza is an alderman from 10th Ward who's awesome. And her dad was Ed Sulawski, and he was a big union activist in the steel mills. And so now they have this Labor Day Fest. She does a parade on the east side and then a huge, like, festival out on the lake around 95th Street, and so people should go to that Saturday.
We have breaking news. We have to go to the phone first, and then we'll come back and get more of what's going on this weekend. It's Glenn in Evanston. Glenn.
Hey, Steve. Love the show. I'm a long-time listener.
Thanks, man. Appreciate
moron.
It.
Actually, no, I'm not a moron, but thanks anyway.
Well, you're part of the team. Hey,
don't be so modest.
But you have a news bulletin you wanted to share with us.
Yes, I'm downstairs in the lobby, and I'm looking at what appears to be Wendy Snyder. I can't be wrong, but it looks just like Wendy. She trips going up the escalator, looking on her phone.
It's too early.
Is she
for
okay?
Wendy. It's too early for her, though.
Is she okay?
She's definitely fine. I'm looking at her now, but like I said, she's too far away to tell. But I'm not even sure if it's even her.
Okay. Well, let's just say it's her because it's a good story.
Oh, I'll ask her.
But the resemblance is uncanny.
All right. Thank you, Glenn. I appreciate it. That's Ace reporter Glenn from Evanston in the lobby here at 303 East Wacker reporting on Wendy Snyder tripping as she comes up an escalator.
Not on drugs.
Phone.
Not on drugs. On the escalator.
Not on the escalator.
He says he's not a moron.
Total moron. Right, Dean. Thank you, Glenn. 8:17. Dean, next with the other stuff we just talked about.
You'll be calling his name. Dean Richard.
Back to Moron Entertainment, an exclusive service of Moron Industries, part of the Global Moron Corporation.
Brand. When I was cooking yesterday, when I was grilling on TV, I used the Twin Garden Farm corn during one of my demonstrations.
It's the best.
When I made the corn roasted corn salad with avocado.
Honey. I could have stopped at a Dairy Queen yesterday, and I went home and had corn instead because it's better.
Oh, it's delicious. It's the best. I'm going to start eating it on the airplane, though. I try to find the most inappropriate foods to eat on airplanes. Sloppy Joes.
Well, and eating corn on the cob where the corn kernels fly all over, that's great for the people sitting next to you.
Fantastic on the plane.
Fantastic. We continue with stuff you can do in Chicago this weekend. What else?
A lot of concerts going on for this weekend.
Like?
Like, for example, Queen Latifah. Mm-hmm. And Common are
I'm opening for them
both at Ravinia, who sponsored this segment.
What time do I need to be there?
They are going to be they've actually specifically asked that you not come to the park. I don't know what that's about, but that's tonight at Ravinia.
Okay.
Oh, nice. That'll be good.
They've got that's actually tomorrow. Tonight at Ravinia is OAR and the American Authors.
I'm not doing that one.
Both Steely and Dan will be at Ravinia Sunday and
Monday. Are you sure they're both coming?
They will both be there. Steely and Dan.
Okay.
They're both going to be there.
One of them's dead.
Well, yes. But the band continues.
Right. Okay.
The band continues. Jazz Fest is this weekend in Millennium Park.
Oh, okay.
That's always lots of fun.
I understand you'll be out there scatting. Is that right, Dan?
Are you going to be wearing a hat? That's the main thing.
Until the police stop me. Oh, I always wear a hat. Yeah. Okay. If I'm outside, I've decided that's my new signature thing.
Is it? Oh.
So Jazz Fest is a huge deal. Who's playing that we would want to go see there, Mr. Easy Listening?
Well, I'll tell you what. Steve, it's going to be a smooth weekend.
That's Smooth Jazz Dean.
Jazz Fest.
You know, the Great American Lobster Fest is at Navy Pier.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
I went to that last year.
Fun. What is that? So they just have tons of lobsters?
Just lobsters jumping out of the lake at you?
Yeah. Here's another one for Nick. You can go and have crabs.
That's funny.
What else do we have?
Well, the Fly Honey Show. We had them in this week. The African Festival of the Arts. I'm not reading this. Yep. I'm just telling you this off the top of my head.
Yep. Yep.
Talked about Taste of Polonia.
There's a Taste of Lebanon that's going on in Lombard this weekend. It's at the Our Lady of Lebanon Church in Lombard, and they've got food and dancing. And
John, you were the First Lady of Lebanon for a period of time, weren't you?
I was. Katrina.
And Steve, Naperville's having their last fling.
Ah, that's right.
You should be going
that's
to that.
No, before they implement the congestion charge, I think we got to go.
Yeah, there you go.
Better you get out there now.
Going,
why we can still afford it.
Dean, how do you feel about paying tax to come to work every day?
I'm not for that.
Okay. Well, put you down on the
that's
not for
that.
That's
a bold move there, Dean.
I think the municipality should pay us. I think that there should be a toll booth set up someplace.
Like an appearance fee? Like every time you come in, you get an appearance fee?
Oh, that'd be cool.
I get it.
When you go through the toll station, they give you like $5.
And Marlene from the promotions department will be out there to collect it for us.
If anybody could do it, she could.
That's right. There's something called Drunk Shakespeare Chicago at the Lion Theater in the Loop.
That sounds nice.
I hear Shakespeare and I think, oh, this guy's got
to
be drunk.
That's something you want to take the kids to go see.
That's pretty much all I have. Anything else from you?
I got some movies.
All right, what do you got movie-wise?
There's some movies. There's this John Travolta movie, The Fanatic.
This is the one he was in town plugging last week.
This is the one that he was in town plugging last week, and he's been all over the country, and now I understand why he's working so hard to plug this movie, because it's really quite a mess, I'm afraid.
Oh.
I like John Travolta personally, but... he can make some terrible choices in movies sometimes.
A lot of them.
Yeah, quite a few of them. This one is called The Fanatic, and he plays this disturbed super fan, not only of the movies, but of one actor in particular, and just is completely obsessed with this one actor, so much so that he goes to his house. He's standing outside of his house. He gets into a run-in with him. The guy tells him, you know, stay away from my house. That doesn't stop him. He breaks into the house. I mean, just things just get way, way, way out of hand. It sounds a little bit like King of Comedy.
Yep.
It sounds like a little bit like Misery.
Yep.
That movie. This movie is nowhere near the quality of those two movies. The character that Travolta plays here is kind of very, very thinly developed, very cartoonish.
Who plays the actor he's stalking?
It's not anybody that famous.
Okay, see, that's upside down. Yeah. Because you see John Travolta, and he's the famous guy, and you don't know the star that he's stalking. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you just got to spend 20, 30 minutes getting over that.
There are not a lot of big names in this movie, marginal names in this movie. That's one of the problems. But you never understand why he's so obsessed with this character. You never understand why you should care about anybody in this movie. And just the story is all over the place. It bounces all over the place. And I'm going to throw the blame for that on the director of this movie, who is Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit. I think in the hands of director.
Oh, I thought it was from I Love Lucy. I thought it was.
It was Fred.
I know. I heard he was Mertz. Directing.
Fred Mertz.
How does Fred Durst call John Travolta with a bad script and go, let's do this?
I don't know how anybody agrees to this.
Bizarre.
It's just all over the place, I'm afraid. I gave it a D minus. Very disappointed in it. On the other hand,
that was good.
I love a good reaction.
That was good.
That's for Nick. I love a good reaction. I love one like that. Here, there's another movie that's
the only time you're going to get it
this weekend that I loved. It's a rom com, which you don't get a lot of rom coms.
Not anymore.
It's a rom com that is.
Not since I quit making them.
Steve and J-Lo did that series of movies. Fantastic.
Remember they called us as a couple? They called us Steve Lo? Because it was super catchy.
This movie is called Brittany Runs a Marathon. It's about this hard-drinking, overweight 20-something goes to the doctor, and the doctor says, you got to lose 50 pounds. And she begrudgingly tries to exercise. She begrudgingly tries to go outside to do some jogging. Along the way, we're learning about her. We're learning what got her into this shape in the first place, the depression that people go through when they often gain weight, how they say people self-medicate themselves with food. And we see the her transformation, not only her physical transformation. She becomes obsessed with running and then wants to run the New York Marathon. But the transformation of her from inside out, where she looks at herself differently.
Well, that sounds actually like a cool idea.
It's a very, very sweet movie, but it's also a very, very funny movie. Jillian Bell, you probably know best as from Workaholics. She's been in lots of movies and TV shows. But she's just great in this movie. It's called Brittany Runs Marathon.
So did she actually lose the weight?
She did actually lose 40 pounds making this movie.
Wow. Wow. I saw the trailer for this. I really, really want to see it. It looked really good.
Really good movie, yeah. 40 pounds, just like I do every day when I do this segment.
Isn't that an Amazon movie?
It is, isn't it? It's made by Amazon Studios, but they're releasing it in the theaters first, and then it will wind up on Amazon Prime. You're going to see Netflix and all the online platforms doing that, where they release their movies into theaters first, and that way they can be considered for Oscar consideration.
Oh, good for her. Who's the guy that she falls for in the movie?
He is an unknown Indian actor. I don't recall.
Are we out of actors who are known this weekend?
This is
like a running short.
He talked about John Travolta.
Not huge names in the movies. This is another movie without outside of Jillian Bell, who is marginally known from Workaholics. She's certainly known. But this is not a big superstar kind of weekend.
How about Trebek? What's that story?
Alex Trebek returned to Jeopardy after his pancreatic cancer treatment. He seems to be doing very well, which is not something that you ever used to hear about pancreatic cancer.
No.
So he
amazing.
Returned to the set, and the first episode's going to be
stage four,
right? September. Stage four pancreatic cancer.
Wow.
Got the treatment, and apparently he responded to it.
And can I tell you, he has a remarkable toupee. I would never and have never considered one because I've never seen one that works, and I wouldn't want to go through the hassle of slapping that bad boy on your head every day. And Ron Santo, Vicky's going to be on here in a few minutes. Ron Santo was a good friend. Ron's toupee, even the one he called the gamer, which he would wear to games, he'd wear a hat over it.
Right.
It's like, I'm not sure what the point is here, Ron.
I never knew Trebek.
I didn't know that either. Trebek has a toupee because he lost his hair in the chemo.
Yes, that's right. He did.
Now he's got the.
But it's an amazing toupee.
Yeah, he did talk about it in an interview. You're right.
It looks fantastic.
But don't you think there could be a lot of amazing toupees and you just don't know their toupees?
That they're so amazing that they look.
You just said you didn't know Alex Trebek had a toupee.
It's the only one I didn't know.
It's the only one.
It's the only one.
All the rest are known to you.
Dave's is a toupee. I just found that out. He just pointed to it.
No, that's a merkin.
Oh, okay. That's a different thing.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, how embarrassing for me.
And conversely, I have a very thick head of curly hair that I put this bald wig on.
You know, a lot of people aren't doing that. I got to say, you're a unique guy.
Nobody thinks it's fake.
Right?
Right.
Come on.
I'm going to spend a whole hour talking about baldness today when I fill in for John Willie.
Today at 1, Dean for John. You on Sunday?
I am on Sunday.
Nah, you're not working enough. Dean will be on Sunday morning at 9 as well.
I don't have anything plan for that yet either.
All right, so nothing today, nothing Sunday. It's going to be good. Thanks, man.
Bye.
Back with the headlines in just a moment. And then, oh, by the way, that was all sponsored by Ravinia. And then Vicky Santo will join us. And Bridget will tell us about her very busy weekend.
Yeah, coming up. Looking forward to it.
We got to get this segment sponsored. Bridget's weekend.
This is a great day. This is a happy day. And Ron would not want anyone to be sad or moping around. He would want you to celebrate his life. He would want you to have a beverage after and talk about him and tell stories about him all the way deep into the night.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Won't let anyone say that it's just the game. For I've seen other teams and it's never the same. When you're born in Chicago, you're blessed and you're healed. The first time you walk into Wrigley Field.
Of course, that was Pat Hughes first there. Pat talking about Santo, Hall of Fame Induction Day. And Dave, Vicky Santo joins us now. Nice to talk to you, Vicky. How are you?
Well, good to talk to you, Steve. I'm great. How are you?
Doing great. Dave Ennett's here. G is
morning,
here.
Vicky.
Bridget's here. John's
morning,
here.
Morning, Dave.
All right. So the Santo Foundation, let's just remind people the basics here. Does what?
We train dogs to
alert to diabetics when their sugars are changing. And most little kids that get diabetes, they don't understand what's wrong. They just know they don't feel good. And a lot of times their sugars go way low or way high before it can be corrected. So the dog alerts them as the sugars are changing and avoids a lot of the long-term complications of diabetes.
Yeah, so the dog starts barking and it's trained to alert everybody in the house that there's a problem.
Correct.
How does the dog know?
Well, when a diabetic's sugars change, there's a chemical that's released, and the dogs pick that, they smell that chemical possibly 15, 20 minutes before it would show up on a glucometer.
How about that?
That's amazing.
Yeah, it really is amazing. These dogs are not easy to train. I don't mean that, and it's not a shot at the dog. I mean, it just takes a tremendous amount of training.
It takes time.
Pardon the poor wording.
We start them when they're puppies. They're like 6 to 8 weeks old when we start their scent work, but then it takes, you know, they need to be a little more mature for their obedience training. So it takes a total of about a year and a half.
And for that reason, this is an expensive proposition, but this is an invaluable tool for families. And I know you've got way more applications and asks than you do dogs, so the more money that's raised, the more dogs are able to be trained and so on and so on. So what do you have coming up?
Well, we're going to be at the ballpark for 3 days with Fergie Denken Foundation, and Fergie, Goose Gossage, and Bill Matlock will be signing memorabilia for us at Gate K for all three games. And all the proceeds from the signings go to the Ron Santo Foundation so we can purchase more dogs and help more kids.
Dave?
Vicki, how many dogs have been trained so far, roughly?
We have 42 dogs out there in 15 different states.
How about that? That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, we're very proud of that. And I have one trainer. She's a trainer that is one of the top trainers for FEMA, but she trains specifically for me, and she does an amazing job. And when we deliver the dog, she goes with the dog to the people's house and stays there for a couple of days and goes through all whatever they do, she does with them and the dog, and so that when she leaves, they're bonded and they know how to, you know, you have to continue the training. They're still young dogs. You can't just go, oh, well, he's trained, it's a toaster. You know, they have to continue the training, and they have a guardian for life. It's awesome.
So, Vicki, how does someone apply to get a dog?
Well, you can go to the website, ronsantofoundation.com, and fill out the application. And then we review the application, and we choose our people according to their, you know, financial need and medical need. And a lot of our kids have more than one problem. It's not just diabetes. They have, you know...
That's a good point.
We have autistic kids. It helps them in so many ways. And it's not just the children that it helps, it's the family. The mom can go to bed at night and not have to check their children 2-3 times at night to make sure their sugars aren't changing.
When you think about the technology that's available now, and the meters that are available, and you know the things that we have.
You know, they're all great. But a lot of the meters, you know, I'm not saying they work, but sometimes they make a mistake.
Well, I just think it's remarkable that a dog is our leading technology here. It's just a very cool story.
And they don't lie.
And not only that, just the companionship from man's best friend, nothing beats that.
Well, these dogs are so in touch with the kid that they're taking care of that, as you said, Vicki, regardless of what's going on, if the kid has an issue, the dog's going to let everyone know in the neighborhood, and that's a big deal.
Exactly.
All right, so three games? It starts today?
Yes, it starts today, the Milwaukee series.
Well, that's great. I'll be out at the park tomorrow.
Oh, awesome. Come visit me at Gate K.
Yeah, I'm going to come see you.
Or I'll visit you wherever you are.
Well, I'll come see you. It'll be great. It'll be good to see you. All right. Thank you, Vicki. I appreciate it.
Thank you. So nice to talk to you.
There you go. Vicki Santo.
was thinking around last night when the Cubs beat the Mets, because there was no team he liked seeing the Cubs beat, and to win in New York, too, and to sweep them, you know, he would have just been...
Jay Bridget, you don't probably know this story, but it's one of the great Ron Santo stories, and it was probably late 90s, maybe? The old Shea Stadium had a sort of a shallow press box, and Ron was a tall guy, and Ron had the hairpiece on, and he stood up, say again?
And the hat?
No, this time no hat.
Okay.
No hat. So he stood up, and it was an early season game, early season series, and the heaters were on, the roof heaters. See where this is going?
I do see where this is
going. Oh, boy.
He caught his hair on fire.
Oh, my goodness.
And Pat, not metaphorically.
No. And Pat Hughes stood up. Pat's a tall guy, an athletic guy with moves like a cat. Don't you think, Dave, moves like a cat, that Pat Hughes?
Yeah, I would say so.
He literally slapped the toupee off his head. So it could be snuffed out before Ron was injured.
Wow.
It was like one of those French fry warmers, right?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sizzle, sizzle, sizzle. All right, we'll come back, Bridget. You'll lay out your entire weekend?
Well, yeah. I mean, if people can wait that long.
Oh, my God, they're on the edge of their seat.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Now, before we get to Bridget's weekend, John, what are you doing this weekend?
Wow. Actually, I have a weekend off.
You're not working this weekend?
No, dog park. Dog park both days.
But next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
You and I are going to be at the Metropolis in Arlington Heights doing stand-up comedy. Get your tickets before they're gone at?
At go to metropolisarts.com or go to, or just call the box office at 847-577-2121. Notice I left off the one.
There you go. Yes. G, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to have a fondue party.
Did anyone get an invite to the fondue party?
No, I'm just checking my notes here.
I'm kidding. I want to have a fondue party.
What are you really doing?
You got 3 days.
Yeah. No, I didn't know we had Monday off, so I'm so excited. So I'm going to crash somebody's Michigan lake house. I just have to
find
that
person. Not even anyone you know.
Yeah.
You're just going to go until you see someone having a good time, and you're going to go.
Taking a caller? Absolutely. Yeah. If anybody wants to invite me this weekend, I didn't know I had Monday off. I'm so excited.
Right.
Please invite me. I won't take up much space.
All right. No, that's true. She's small. Dave has already left, so we know what he's doing this weekend. He's going to the Stanford Northwestern game. Vivian is going to have to entertain her boyfriend, George, who's in from L.A. all weekend.
She's boating.
What are you doing, man?
I'm going up north to Wisconsin.
Good.
And I get to drive in the car with the two grandbabies.
There you go.
And the dog.
That's good. That's great. How many times do you plan on stopping?
I don't know.
Every
for the dog
50
or the
feet.
Babies. Or for me.
Steve, what are you doing this week?
I'm going to my Michigan lake house, but it's all full. So.
Steve, Gee, you can come to Wisconsin. You can fit in the car with the babies and the dog.
The main question is, if you show up, Gee, what's he going to say?
I will say hi.
With some corn.
Right.
Bring the corn.
Right.
Yes. Ready for a fondue party?
Corn makes all people happy.
Corn
Super Joe, what are you doing this weekend?
It's my nephew Logan's golden birthday.
Hey, there you go.
Very good.
How old?
Four.
4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And still living off his parents.
Are you his favorite uncle?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's not really a competition.
Yeah. Like, there's actually not competition, or there's...
Oh, no, he's got other uncles, but I mean, it's really...
Are you the godfather?
Oh, come on. Of course.
You are? Oh, that's so cute.
So, and Bridget Gaynor's here. Bridget is the busiest woman on the planet between the Cook County Board, your big shot job at Aon, your regular appearances on the Steve Cochran Show.
Which take up most of my time.
Which take up most of your time. Yeah, you're highly compensated for them.
Yes, exactly.
Remind me, I got to get you corn.
Yeah, I was like, with corn.
Yes. But what are you doing this weekend?
So, you know, I really want to, we're just going to hang out, spend a bunch of, we're going to go to the beach. We're going to go to, I think, either Calumet or 31st Street Beach. So, if you haven't been,
you know, it's not going to be warm this weekend. 70, 75
degrees. Monday is supposed to be pretty good. Monday is supposed to be pretty good. This is the Midwest. 76 at the beach is perfectly warm.
Yeah.
Baby. So, 31st Street Beach has an awesome bar.
You don't mean that with affection. You mean like baby?
That has awesome bar, Pier 31. So, we'll probably go there. But my mom and all my sisters. But we have a new niece, cousin in our family. Was born this morning. Emerson Gaynor.
Oh, this morning?
Yes.
Oh,
Julie
beautiful.
And Patrick Gaynor, which is really exciting. Yes. They're, so we'll hopefully we'll maybe we'll be able to see them. I want to see Blinded by the Light with the kids. So I want to do that. Maybe do a bike ride, hang out.
No ribbon cutting, no ribbon receptions. Cutting.
Thinking about making them take their summer clothes and put them away. They love organizing. Love it. But I want to wait and tell them that, because if I tell them it now, they'll just be like, when are we organizing? When are we organizing? All weekend.
Right.
So I might just save it. I'll just save it for, oh, we're going to the AVP volleyball thing, the beach volleyball tournament.
There you go.
On Saturday.
I was just looking for the one thing that took it over the top.
That is one thing.
No. When is the next time you're making chicken pot pie?
Probably like Wednesday. Mm. I made it yesterday.
Can we have that recipe? I'm asking that on the air.
Sure.
Can we share that? Can we share it on WGN? Because I'm telling you, I'll make that chicken pot pie.
Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get up early one day and make a chicken pot pie.
You're not going to have time to do that with the kids having so much fun organizing.
I'll make them get up and make the chicken pot pie. My daughter Lillian is actually a really good cook. She can make the chicken pot pie.
Oh, fantastic.
She is.
She can make it for John and maybe have some fondue because she's got nowhere to go this weekend. And as usual, we're out of time for my weekend. So,
come on.
You're going to not talk to your neighbors some more?
No, yeah. Maybe. Yeah. But happy birthday to my pal. I think it's this weekend. That's my good pal who I don't know his birthday is this week. Anyway, Jim Roth has a birthday this weekend. He's a good dude. I think his birthday is this week. I don't know. What is mine? It's 9 o'clock. We'll come back with your headlines in just a second. Bridget, thank you for coming over.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for
Bridget
Gaynor.
And we'll come back and get your news in just a second on 720 WGN.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
Late at Sour, Bob Saget and Kelly Rizzo in studio. Kelly, friend of the show. Saget's an old pal. And we love Kelly. I mean, Kelly, good Chicago girl.
Mm-hmm.
Running around the country, influencing people. Yes. Yeah, so she is. She's an influencer.
She is. She's so much more than that, though, too. She's incredibly inspirational.
Yeah.
You know, self-made and...
And nothing but fun.
Yeah. Supports a lot of other women, too.
So Kelly Rizzo and her driver, Bob Saget, will be here before...
Exactly.
10 o'clock. Hey, Candace Bushnell's on the phone. Her new book is called, Is There Still Sex in the City? And listen, I'm here to tell you. I believe, and I mean this with all sincerity, I believe Candace Bushnell changed the way, women in particular, but people in the country talk about sex.
I would have to say so, that I have watched, you know, I own the whole series of Sex in the City, mm-hmm. would watch it repeatedly over and over during high points of my life and low points of my life when I needed to just binge watch while I was eating ice cream.
So we'll see if Candace agrees with me. Candace, have you changed the world the way I claim you have?
Well, maybe. It would be nice to think, but
I say you have.
I think I'm a little bit more modest and down to earth than that.
So I say you have.
I always wanted to change the world, though, when I was a kid, because I was a very big feminist, and I saw how sexist the world was, and I really felt a mission to, you know, to shake up these stereotypes about women. And yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, Sex in the City, it's really comes out of that.
Because here's a bulletin,
you know,
man.
Wanting to show women in a different way,
sure.
as they really are, as opposed to how society tells us we should be.
Who knew you guys liked sex and talked about sex? Who knew?
Nobody knew,
right?
Because the men didn't get it.
Right.
It's really a good thing.
Sure. It's our fault. Thanks.
You know what? It's always the man's fault.
Oh, yeah, come on, John,
you
get on board.
You know that by now.
You have seen every episode two or three times at least.
Multiple times. It's been my comfort during bad breakups. It's also been things that we've binge watched on girls' nights and guys' nights too. But my favorite thing, I still think about this all the time, was when Miranda was eating the cake, and she was trying to stop herself from eating the cake. So
and
then
she threw it in the garbage,
yes!
and then she ate it out of the garbage.
I have done that so many times in my life.
Okay,
but
that is one of those things. Like, I've never done that, and when they showed it, I was like, "Oh my god!" But I have so many friends who said they've done that. So that was one of those things. And then the other thing that I thought was strange was, you know, when Carrie goes, when Mr. Big gets married and Carrie has an affair with him,
mm-hmm.
knew so many women who said they would have done the same thing. I definitely wouldn't have. I would have been like, dude, stew in your own juice.
Wow.
Which, by the way, is the title of the book after this one. This one's called Is There Still Sex in the City? Now, what spurred you to write this?
Really, the same thing that inspired me to write Sex in the City. I found myself divorced in my 50s. And in my 50s, for some reason, I just felt like I hadn't ended up, I'd never imagined what my life would look like in my 50s. And I found that most people hadn't either. And it is a time of upheaval and change, where at one time it was really just about sliding into retirement. You know, people didn't expect, people over 50 to do much more of, you know, anything but slow down, you know, play more golf, and maybe have to go to the bathroom a little bit more. But that's not true today. I mean, today's 50-something woman, chances are she could be moving. She's maybe starting a new career.
Right.
She might be on, you know, Instagram and getting a whole bunch of followers on Instagram and getting a shtick going. And, you know, there's a very good chance that she's out there dating. And, you know, as I say, at one time, nobody expected that, like, 50-something, 60-something women have to take their clothes off in front of strangers. But now you do.
Well, I think that's what's so incredible about the new book, because it's definitely not a sequel. It follows an entire new group of female friends, one of them who's named Candace. But I love that you're actually talking about something that matters to women in an age bracket that's, like you said, totally been turned on its head. And a lot of people aren't talking about everything that women are facing. So it's also about staying youthful, staying current and relevant, right?
Yes, because one of the things that so many women have told me, and I've experienced this myself, is after the age, sometime, maybe it's around 50, 51, 52, all of a sudden you're invisible. And, I've gone into a store and, you know, bought something at the drugstore, and it's like the clerk doesn't even look at you. They just, there's a lot of ageism out there.
Right.
And you really don't see it or understand it until you get there. And yet this is a group of people who, you know, these are the Sex and the City women. They went into offices in the 80s and had careers and, are out there wanting to have it all and do it all. And a lot of them have done it. And, you know, they're not ready to disappear.
Well, unlike other men, I appreciate being treated like a piece of meat, but my eyes are still up here. Candace, congratulations on this book. Again, it's called Is There Still Sex in the City? Out and available everywhere. Get two copies. You're careless, you'll lose one. Download the third so you've got a backup to your backup. And last word to you, G.
You know what? I just love that she talks about cubbing. That's all I've got to say. If that intrigues you, please get the book.
All right. Google it up. Thank you, Candace.
Thank you.
Have a great day. That's Candace Bushnell.
Do you know what cubbing is?
I don't, but I'm about to Google it. Can you talk about it on here?
I can. It's where a sensible, keyword is sensible, older woman suddenly becomes the love interest of a much younger man. I love to see that, because it's always been the other way around for so long, where men date younger women. But you know what? Women can date younger men. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, but see,
that's called cubbing.
That's what cracks me up. You get a cute
name. We get pervert. Oh, it's cubbing, or you pervert.
Yes. All of you.
Dirty old creep.
Dirty old creep.
Right. It's called cubbing because they're like a young cub.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I definitely want to read this book because this is all up my category. And I understand what she means by invisible.
Absolutely.
You know, because you go into a store and everybody's like, oh, whatever. She doesn't need any help. You know, she's exactly. not too young. She's not too old. She's right in the middle. Whatever. And, you know, they oversee you. It's kind of cool.
But see,
we're
58.
The ones spending the money now. We're the ones having
exactly.
fun.
Exactly.
And doing stuff. So wait on us, people.
You are the ones in power, okay?
Yes, we are.
And at 58, I like to go into an Abercrombie & Fitch shirtless and just ask if they have anything of my size.
You won't be ignored.
No, because security will come over quickly.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
/9:23 live on CLTV and 720 WGN. Northwestern football back on the radio tomorrow. Dave Ennett on the way to the airport right now. 2:30 kickoff. I'm sorry, 2:30 pregame, 3:00 kickoff. Northwestern and Stanford.
This is why you can't tell Dave to wave to the camera.
Because he's not here. We'll do it. I mentioned this, I think, to John off the air. The detective who you will almost all remember, whether you saw it archive-wise or you maybe saw it live, that was handcuffed to Lee Harvey Oswald as he walked through the Dallas jail basement and was shot by Lee Harvey Oswald. He's the guy in the white suit and the white hat that grimaced. He's a Texas police officer, former Dallas police detective. His name is Jim Leavelle. Would it be Lavelle?
I would say Lavelle, yeah.
Jim Lavelle died this week. He's 99 years old. 99 years old. It's weird to be famous for something that's so infamous as that. But that's a moment where it's hard for look, I was 2 years old. You were, what, 3 or 4 or something?
Yeah.
So it wasn't part of our world. But you go back and you look at it historically and think of the context of the times.
Yep.
The fact that they allowed...
Yes.
Days after Kennedy was killed, they allowed so many people into that basement, you know, when they still weren't sure, obviously, what had happened to Kennedy. It was bizarre.
You know, and I remember my mother saying, this is a few years after, saying that she anticipated that because they made such a public thing about it, and there wasn't really any guarding. They didn't guard anybody from coming in. They didn't stop anybody. She goes, something bad's going to happen. But think of that. Think of all the photographs that we have, famous. That's got to be in the top 10.
Oh, I think so, because there is literally a close-up shot of the bullet striking Oswald.
Yeah.
And again, 4 days after John F. Kennedy was killed. It was a Sunday morning. So anyway, Jim Lavelle lived a long life, 99 years old.
Well, I think all of those circumstances, the surrounding circumstances around how there was such lackadaisical security, I mean, all of that has just spurred on all of these conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Oh, no question.
Throughout the ages. And I don't think, it doesn't matter what era you're from. I think you're aware, like even I'm aware of, of that time period and how.
Okay. That makes sense.
That means that you actually paid attention in the class.
Well, it's funny, Steve, you go back to that, not to dwell on that, but the all I remember was, now I was older than Steve, so yeah, I would have been four and a half at the time. All I remember was it was the funeral was on for 3 days. There weren't any cartoons.
I remember that as a kid. That you couldn't get anything else on TV. Mm-hmm. But that was a problem when we were growing up anyway in the three-channel universe.
Correct.
You know what else I remember? And I'm a Christian. I go to church.
Really?
But the Billy...
Just kidding. Teasing!
But the Billy Graham Crusades... Billy Graham
Billy Graham.
Billy Graham would buy an hour of TV time across the country.
Really? Yep.
And he did the Billy Graham Crusades.
Huh.
And I remember it used to annoy me because I had three channels and I had the TV and I couldn't watch what I wanted to watch.
I have too many channels. That sounds kind of sweet to only have three channels. With Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime, I'm like, I don't even know.
Well, the ultimate truth is all of us watch like 5 to 10 channels.
That's right.
We all watch the same 5 to 10 channels. Now, if you think I'm going to cancel cable because of that, you're out of your mind.
Well, yeah, join the cord cutters. That's what they're called.
But now there's this reverse thing going on where the cable companies are coming up with these custom packages because they have to survive.
Right, which is what I've been asking for all along. Right.
Same here. I totally agree.
Which is like, I think because, now they have their Sling Box. You can watch lots of things without you know, subscribing.
But the weird thing, I don't know, it affects you, John, the same way. The weird thing, if you grew up in the era in which we grew up, and I'm, you know, I like to think I'm fairly fluid and I can adapt.
You're hip.
It's hard for me to adapt to not watching TV on a schedule. I grew up in an era where you would watch TV.
Appointment
and
television.
Programs at a particular time. And, you know, your life sort of is developed around that. Well, I mean, now I watch news channels mostly and stuff. But still, I've got stuff that I've DVR'd that I'll never get to.
Mostly I just watch. I watch on Netflix and Amazon Prime and Hulu. And the crazy thing is, you know what? Where I watch? I watch, like, in bed before yep. I'm going to sleep, yep. and I watch it on my cell phone.
Yep. with a 50-inch television 4 feet in front of you.
But you know, that I totally agree with that. I don't think I turn the TV on at all during the day. It's just before we go to bed. My wife will be on one mm-hmm. side, and I'll be on my iPad. We're watching two separate things.
It's definitely cut into me going to the movies as well, because I'll just order things on demand yep. and watch a movie. I'm like, oh, it'll be out on demand in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I watched a couple of Seinfeld comedians in cars the other day, and it's mm-hmm. just like, I always feel like I'm missing something when I'm watching.
You know, it's funny though. I'm the opposite of you now. I've adapted to that, watching it whenever I want to. That now, if I'm like, it's on at 7.
Yeah, and I knew you when you didn't have a cell phone.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
But my problem is, I binge watch, and I'm like bleary eyed binge watching because I can't. I need the instant gratification to the point that I don't even remember what I've watched. So people would be like, "Have you watched the series?" And I'm like, "Oh." Yeah, I did, but I can't tell you what happened.
The other thing I have a problem with binge watching is, like, we were talking about Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
You wait this whole time, you know, months go by until you
and
get
you've
it.
Forgotten.
And you no, but then you jump into it and you watch it within 6 hours.
Right,
and
then it's
like,
over.
Oh, come on. What am
it's
I
very
doing?
Sad.
I had that sensation when the last episode of The Americans. It was like,
oh,
what do you mean they're in Russia?
The Americans were good.
What do you mean they're in Russia? What do you mean they left the kids behind?
Keri Russell's so hot. I've been looking for the pair of boots that she wore throughout that season.
It's funny. That wasn't what I was focused on.
I'm like, I love those slouch boots. Yeah. Where can I find them?
That's strange. We looked at it different ways.
So good.
Hurricane Dorian continues to churn through the Atlantic. It is nearing major hurricane strength. That would be a 3 to a 4. And it will be a 4 by the time it places the ultimate threat on the Florida coast. There's still a great question as to where it'll make landfall. The current tracks seem to majority-wise indicate that it'd be a Miami strike sometime late Sunday night. The weird thing is, and I guess it's not weird to meteorologists, but all of these really super major storms, or a good chunk of them, seem to happen around Labor Day. The most powerful hurricane in American history was a hurricane that hit Florida on Labor Day 1935. Hmm. And Katrina was on and around the Labor Day weekend in 2005. And that's just off the top of my head.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Look at you, a historian.
Well, I think it's the ocean is a particular temperature seasonally.
Mm-hmm. You
know? Yeah, it's hitting that max warmth temperature right now. So now you get it all over in the Caribbean and around the East Coast is where the warmest waters is. And that's right where this hurricane is right now, right over to the top of that.
Anything new since we had talked earlier about this, other than what I just said?
Yeah, I mean, we'll have more of this coming up, but the National Hurricane Center says that the hurricane has slowed, and that's causing it to pick up more strength, and obviously that's raising the alarm about what size it's going to be when it hits the coast, but also more concern exactly when it's going to hit the coast. It's making that forecast a little bit harder.
That news from Steve is next on 720 WGN.
I'm Kelly Rizzo, and my extreme passion for food, travel, and music fuels my entire life. From growing up in a Sicilian family in Chicago who raised me to explore and expand my palate, to learning everything I can about the travel industry and putting it to use, and spending my years immersed in the culture and lifeblood that is rock and roll, I now want to share it all with you. Come with me to experience the hottest destinations of food, travel, and music around the world. It's time to eat, travel, rock.
Lightning and the thunder, thunder, thunder.
Well, it's always good to have Kelly in studio. Kelly brought a friend of hers. Bob Saget, nice to see you. I haven't seen you in forever.
No, it's been too long. Forever is a John Stamos song, of course.
And John's here. Let's bring him out right now.
Yeah, let's have some Greek cheese. That's what I call him.
Greek cheese.
Yeah, Kelly is this amazing person who is my wife, and she said, "Hey, Bob, I'm going on WGM. Would you like to?" And I don't say no to her, really, because...
Why would you?
Exactly.
Well, it's hard for him to say no to me in my hometown.
Right?
I usually get my way when we're in Chicago.
You get your way pretty much.
But there's no getting away. Especially in Chicago.
It's a complete partnership where 90% of the time she gets her way.
That's how it is, and I'm fine with it.
That's like, well, you should be.
I'm thrilled.
Aww.
Yeah, by the way, Kel, I didn't realize this. Kelly and I have a bond that I was not aware of. We're both members of the clergy.
Yes. I got my stickers in the mail to prove it.
The Universal Life Church, which means we can do weddings on any planet in the galaxy.
Exactly. It is universal.
And you're going to do your first one.
Yes, my best friend Tiffany is getting married this weekend.
What am I for Tiffany?
Everyone's here.
Do we like the partner?
Yes, he's wonderful. They're both absolutely wonderful. It's in Wisconsin, so we're heading up there tomorrow, and I'm officiating. I wrote out my whole little, I don't know if you can call it a sermon, like whatever you call it.
Sure.
The
ceremony. How long is it? Have you timed it?
It's like just under 10 minutes.
Perfect.
They really wanted it to be under 10
minutes. No, that's the perfect length.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a perfect length. And then it's onto the party.
Quick and easy and right.
In Wisconsin, I mean, it's cheese curds galore. I mean, can you imagine?
I'm hoping for cheese
curds.
They're
actually throwing cheese instead of rice.
Just whipping them.
Yeah.
Just pelting people with cheese balls. Well, congratulations to Tiffany. And what's Mr. Wonderful's name?
Luke.
Tiffany and Luke.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And I didn't know this. You and G are old friends.
Yes. We've known each other for such a long time. I'm so happy to actually be in the studio with her. This is amazing.
I was just telling her during the commercial break that I just remember when she launched her website and her show, and she's gone so far.
That was 5 years
ago. I mean,
ago.
I love following you,
oh,
watching
here.
Your travels. It's incredible. And you've always got deals galore.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we're going to talk about some of those. Now, Bob,
exactly.
To your left, you know, well,
you
John DeCosta.
You don't have to. I do know him very well. I was going to go, you don't have to
we
talk
go way
to
back.
Me. Kelly's got
we
deals.
We go way back. Well, no, but I'm making this one big incestuous circle here because you and John were on the road together.
Actually, no, but that was close. We worked at Zany's. You stared at me. That's okay. Years
that's
ago,
what we did.
Like
yeah.
years ago. But I worked, this is what I was just telling Dave, I worked with Dave Coulier at the Row last week. Would you have performed there with Mike Toomey?
I love it there.
Yeah. So it's a great theater. So
and
it's
I mean, the circle complete, I'm Stamos' stunt guy.
Yes.
So even for the sex scenes?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You're a lucky
especially
man.
The sex
yeah,
scenes.
Yeah, they call me in for all of it. And yeah. So it's a one big family here. So Kelly, deals. You got a bunch of travel deals.
Yeah. So I've been doing this really cool series with Hotwire. And, you know, they're one of the online travel booking sites.
Yep.
And they have these hot rate deals that I've been going around the country and traveling. I'm going to New Orleans next week. I was obviously just in L.A. and went to Palm Springs.
I wonder why you guys are so happily married. You never see each other.
Well, they travel
together.
I was swagged onto a trip of hers, which was really
great.
Yeah,
I took him to Switzerland with me. Yeah,
whoa,
he was my he was my plus one.
No one's ever done that for me.
No.
It's really exciting.
Yeah. But what's cool is with these Hotwire deals, their hot rate deals, you can get a 4- and 5-star hotel for like 60%+ off. They're crazy.
Well, that's
so
amazing.
I mean, yeah. You know, $100, $150 for like a 4- or 5-star hotel. So I've been using those to travel around the country and create these really awesome videos where I'm, you know, showing the different like tips and tricks that, you know, locals use or, you know, how to do a luxury trip on a budget. I just posted that video on my Instagram. And yeah, so it's really fun.
So these travel guides are up and the Hotwire stuff, you can link it all through your sites?
And my travel guides are really helpful. I've been getting a lot of great feedback on them all across the country, and several other international cities are up on the highlights on my Instagram. And so if you go to eTravel Rock on Instagram, like all the travel guides are just right there. Like they're quick at a glance. You can download them, screenshot them, send them away.
The great thing is that they're not like you can just it's just a one sheeter so that's what's perfect about it, so you don't have to overthink it. You can just
screenshot.
Look at it
you
it's
just
done
keep them in your,
there's no big words
phone,
right I don't like big words.
No, it's very it's written at like a second grade level, like how I like to
well
write.
That's perfect. Yeah.
She got me a beautiful suite for $10. It was unbelievable.
$10?
Yeah, and bitcoins.
Is there a reason you had to have your own suite?
It's 1 foot by 1 foot. It's beautiful.
Well, listen,
it's a closet.
$10 in bitcoins, why not?
But I'm excited about Hotwire. I use them to resuscitate my heart.
Oh, well, that's good.
Is that the Statue of Liberty out the window?
You know, it's just right of that.
Right. Close, close, honey.
Hunger Action Month. What are you doing with that?
So September is Hunger Action Month, so we're almost there. And for the last 2 years now, I've partnered up with Conagra Brands, and they do so much incredible charitable work with so many organizations.
Dude, you're a mogul.
Well, yeah, I try. It's hard work, you know. But
everything has partnerships, and you are all over it.
Well, you know, you live here long enough, you meet some people.
Well, I'm impressed.
But what's cool is they are helping this incredible program called After School Matters. Mm-hmm. And, God, they're on. They've helped over like 300,000 kids over the last almost 30 years all over the city.
Sure.
And so I just shot a video with them that I just posted this morning on my Instagram, where I'm working with these teens and they are doing this culinary buffet and this teen cuisine event where they're actually working with some of the top chefs in the city. So the chef from Beatnik came in, worked with these teens, and they helped them put on this incredible culinary buffet in this event for the public. And so they sell tickets and they're actually learning the culinary arts and agriculture, and it's incredible.
I was thinking about you the other day because I'm thinking, do you ever just like hang out with Bob at the house and have macaroni and cheese? Do you ever just have like a normal like American meal?
All the time.
Yeah, a lot, actually.
But he doesn't like me to cook pasta too often, and that's my sweet spot.
No, I mean like Kraft right out of the box. Just pour it in the box.
Before Kelly came into my life, I would take chicken sausage, leave them in the freezer because I was a bachelor and didn't know nothing,
right.
And defrost it in the microwave. This gets worse. And then I would take a can of Heinz or Bush's baked beans, and then I would microwave that, and then I would cut up the chicken sausage and put it. That would be, I could live on that in a space.
Chef Saget.
That sounds good to me. That's
space shuttle food.
That's
but
really
he still
good.
Does it. Like if I'm not around, I'm like, oh, honey, did you have dinner tonight? He's like, I had my baked beans and chicken sausage. I'm like,
don't know why I'm so gassy.
I was going to say, do you have a doctor standing by?
He's under the bed.
Right?
He's under the bed with never mind.
Yeah.
With tools.
With a hot wire.
Yeah, exactly. To solder it, you know, to cauterize it.
But the thing is, because you've been all over the country and because you guys are known, you can go to any restaurant you want. So what do you do when you just hang out at the house? I just want a picture of the two of you.
She makes me a salad, and, you know, I try to eat healthier. And healthier as I ate a lot of junk over the years, which is still fun.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, she'll make a great salad, just put some grilled shrimp on it and make some dressing. I'm like, how'd you do this? I can make chicken sausage and baked
beans.
He'll look at me in like wonder and amazement. You know, make like the most
the
simple
miracle
salad.
Of salad.
How did you? But you made the dressing. I'm like, yes, it's really easy to whip together.
Which you share a lot on your Instagram stories.
That's true.
Yeah, this event that you're doing that you were talking about with all these kids, I didn't know about it until this morning. And so like a lot goes on and she does so many things, and then I by the way, I liked it and I commented.
I know he's very supportive.
I was gonna ask you about this. How's his social media chops? Is he pretty good?
He is really, really good. And every once in a while there's like a tip or trick that I learned, because obviously part of this is my business and he doesn't like focus on the business aspect of it. So I'll be like, you know, if you do this, it helps with engagement or this. And he's like, I'm just posting what I want to post, you know, but he really knows his way around a social media platform.
Until we're in bed at 3 a.m. and she says, you know, this is not the best time to post.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing.
If you're in Australia or England, you're fine.
Well, you have probably more international. You know,
but see, here's
followers.
The thing, and I think, John, you'd agree with this as well, because I know on Twitter, I can't speak for Bob or John, but guys my age, you know, at 58, I post things when I think of funny things. And I go, here's a good idea. Yeah. Here's some funny things. Bah, 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 bah. Yeah, you know, and I go, how come nobody found that nearly as funny as I found it? Because there's a point to when you post, how you engage. There's a science to it, right?
Right, and it's still very cyclical because sometimes, you know, you think you have it all down.
And the algorithm changes.
And then the algorithm comes back to bite you, and you're like, wait, I thought I was doing great. And, I mean, lately, if you ask any, once again, I'm using air quotes here, influencer, you know, 10 of my friends I've talked to this week, and they're like, Instagram sucks this week. Like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Because they want to monetize everything. They want you to pay for it. But the great thing about Kelly is she's self-made. She started this. It's pretty incredible. She's got a huge following, and her message is always very positive.
Right.
And she's
Thank you.
Putting things out there that help people.
But Kel, generationally, what we used to do is we would take a scroll and unroll it, and then a feathered pen, and we'd write
papyrus.
It out. And then I would take a horse to another village, and I would have them read my instant message.
It's a little
in the public square.
In the public square,
right by the stockade,
with a trumpeter right next to it.
Well, if you had a horse, a lot of people use like donkeys and mules.
I knew people. Okay. Yeah, I knew people. More of these guys in a second. First,
this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Just a couple minutes left with Kelly Rizzo and Bob Saget. If you see them around town, they all like to, they like to stop and say hi, meet people that know them.
That's what we came here for.
Right. That's
we
my
do
point.
Meet and greets.
Yeah. And we'll give you the full schedule on another show.
We'll give you our route.
All right, so give them the follows. Where do people follow your stuff all the time?
At Eat Travel Rock or travelrock.com. Yeah.
All right, what's the story with Full House? Done?
Fuller House is, we're still shooting. I've got two more to do. There's 18 episodes that have come out in two different segments, some near the end of the year, and I'm not supposed to tell you, but then in the new year. And then, but I told you.
Can't well, you got a special coming up, too, don't you?
Well, I'm working on it, and I'm touring. So I'm getting the new special assembled, which I've got about half of it is new stuff. And so I've got a...
It's a big deal putting it together.
Yeah. It really is a lot of work. And if you throw it out there and you're just self-indulgent, and you got to be very careful because I don't want to offend anybody, which is impossible with what I do. So
right.
It's like, here's my new special. I don't want to offend anyone. It's 40 seconds long. And I'm working on a show called Videos After Dark, which will come out. Now I've been told by ABC they want it to be in the best sweeps period. For those of you that don't know what sweeps is, it means if it doesn't work, I'm a janitor.
Right.
But,
right.
But it will be either in the winter or the spring. And I kept going, when is spring?
Right.
I always forget. When I know fall is when you go back to school.
So right. That's right, 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 right.
But spring is what? That's
well, I think in TV world, it's May. In yeah. video world, it's
so,
May.
So we would be in the sweeps areas.
Well, you're busy. You're plenty busy.
Yeah, I'm busy. And I got a bunch of dates coming up. I'll be
are you playing Chicago?
I'm going
to. No, he doesn't
to.
Mean dates.
Oh,
no,
okay,
it's not
okay.
dates.
No,
dates
I do. Honey, I want to bring about 5-6 people into the bedroom. Okay.
Okay. But only to redecorate.
Okay. I want to play Mousetrap.
But you mean literally the game.
No, I just want to release a mouse in the room and then
see like things can happen. Are you playing Chicago?
I'm going to. I don't have it on the... It's not going to be... It'll be the beginning of next year.
All right, cool.
I love it here more than... I've always
this is a good
here.
Town for you.
I came here since I was 23 years old.
Yeah, we always sell a ton of tickets here, too.
I love it here.
It's great to see both of you.
You
well,
too.
Great to see
so
you.
Nice to see. I know everybody in the room.
Yeah.
Well, do I know you?
Bob, Bill we know each other. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine.
Bill's on the air next.
Hi, how are you?
Nice to see you.
It was good to catch up.
Yeah, this is we'll do this again sometime.
Good long talk. What are you doing today?
We're going to have the debate on when spring is. A lot of your big TV stars have no idea when spring starts, so we'll get
it's
to
a really
the
weird thing that happens when you go to L.A. You forget the seasons.
That's where politics and entertainment merge.
That's right. That's
lack
it.
Of knowledge.
That's it. And no Wendy today.
Wendy is off today.
And who's your sidekick today?
Dane Neal will be filling.
I love Dane's work.
Are you a fan of Dane's, Bob?
I never miss Dane.
It's funny because I've never liked him.
Really?
I never liked him.
Well, maybe you saw a different one than I did.
Yeah, I probably saw the bad side.
This isn't the original Dane Neal. This is a new Dane Neal.
So. Oh, it's the new one.
Yeah, we got a new one.
It's the same name, different
right.
person.
Right. Oh. That's the confusion.
Yes.
And then, John, you and I doing stand-up next Saturday night.
We're doing stand-up at the Metropolis Theater in downtown Arlington Heights.
Is that true?
That is true, yes.
I want to see that.
Well, we'll send you a video.
Okay.
Yeah, that way you don't have to be in town.
Can you? Do you
know how cool that would be, though, if we go, hey, Kelly Rizzo and Bob Saget are here. Come on, kids.
I know.
Right?
Can you get me a VHS?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm kind of caught in the 80s.
Yeah, or Betamax, whatever you need.
I'd love a Beta.
Yeah, whatever you need.
8mm.
Whatever you need, man. And how do I get tickets for that show, John?
You go to metropolisarts.com.
Assuming there's any left.
That's right. Yes, that's right. Or just call the box office at 847-577-2121.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you, Kel.
Thank you.
Great to see you. Thank
great
you, Bob.
To see you.
Kelly Rizzo, Eat Travel Rock, my wife.
Nicely done.
That was good.
Good plug.
That was good.